It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Indicating who he has communicated with in the past, and they say there is no indication that Richard Allen Davis had any ongoing communication with John Mark Carr.
And what exactly was it that triggered investigators to go after the guy who says he killed JonBenet Ramsey?
So many details have been put on the internet and argued on the internet for the last 10 years that we would really, really have to make sure that that had never been publicized to be sure that he had information that only the killer would have.
Erin Moriarty, CBS News 48 Hours. Her caveat is that that stuff shouldn't have gotten on the internet, the stuff that John Mark Carr says that he knows. He remains in a Bangkok jail. Thailand authorities say he could be headed to the U.S. soon. What's in your wallets? President Bush huddling with his economic advisors today, trying to figure out why their spin is not selling with the American public. CBS's Mark Noller.
What baffles the president and his top aides is why the American people don't buy the administration's claim that the economy is solid and strong. Budget Director Rob Portman calls it a disconnect. A CBS News poll last month showed only 12% of those surveyed think the economy is getting better. 47% think it's getting worse.
What's in your wallet? President Bush huddling with his economic advisors today, trying to figure out why their spin is not selling with the American public. We just heard from Mark Noller. It is getting worse for the Ford Motor Company. Why?
This is sort of a symptom that Ford's sales are lagging, and the reason that is because a lot of their cars don't really draw people in. They're not super desirable. They're very confident. They're good cars, but they're not sort of getting the attention of some of the other vehicles in the market.
Larry Webster, Car and Driver Magazine, talking about the company's announced production shutdowns in the U.S. and Canada. Ford says it'll cut production by 21% in the coming quarter. Andrew Young is out, no longer working with Walmart as consultant to improve the retail giant's image. The civil rights leader, former U.N. ambassador, stepping down after unleashing racially charged remarks regarding the disappearance of the traditional mom-and-pop corner store. Abraham Foxman, director of the Anti-Defamation League.
Andrew Young apologized. He did the right thing very, very quickly. But it's hurtful and sad. This is a model that our children should be able to emulate.
Not a bad day on Wall Street. The Dow ending up 46.5 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Sterling Marley, driver of the number 14 Waste Management Chevrolet.
And I'm Bill Lester, driver of the number 23 Waste Management car.
You know, we're just two drivers of a team of 30,000.
That's because our team at Waste Management has drivers and pit crews all over the country.
So if you're revved up for a new career, call Waste Management at 877-220-JOBS.
Call now and get it in gear.
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green, think Waste Management. Call 877-220-JOBS today.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Mideast tensions and international security concerns reaching all the way to a charity in suburban Chicago. As we hear from WBBM's Nancy Hardy, it's a Muslim charity.
One in seven donation letters from the Zakat Foundation was returned to the Evergreen Park-based charity, marked undeliverable as addressed. That's according to spokesman Dustin Bartow, who says a postal employee then verified the addresses on the envelopes, which read, Urgent Appeal for Lebanon. His group is leery in light of what they consider to be an anti-Muslim backlash.
It is suspicious, and it appears to us that it is kind of a passive-aggressive form of bigotry.
A spokesman for the Postal Service says they believe it's a problem with the group's mailing list and not due to an employee lashing out at Muslims. Nancy Hardy, CBS News, Chicago.
Evander Holyfield is heading back into the ring tonight, ready to start yet another comeback. 43-year-old has not won in 21 months, losing five of his last six fights. He's taking on Jeremy Bates, an insurance salesman from West Virginia. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS.
Shocked by your monthly electric bill? It's the Sacramento heat catching up with you. Or your air conditioning might be working overtime due to improper home insulation. The solution? Radiant Barrier Heat Shield. The smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
The Davis Food Co-op is a full-line grocery store specializing in local, natural, organic foods. They're also 100% member-owned, owned by thousands of people like you, so their profits stay right here in the community. Join them every Friday in August for beer tastings and live music. This Friday, they'll have beers from New Belgium and Deschutes Breweries with the live Folkgrass band Rita Hosking and Cousin Jack. 4 to 6 p.m. on the co-op patio. The Davis Food Co-op, 6th and G Streets in downtown Davis. More information at 530-758-2667 or davisfood.coop. Everyone can shop. Anyone can own.
Local and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And I want to remind you, I'm going to be at the Nevada County Democrats Democratic Picnic tomorrow at Condon Park in Grass Valley, Mini Street, and Butler Road. And Charlie Brown's going to be speaking, and I have some news about Charlie Brown. And there's going to be a music, and there's going to be a barbecue, catered barbecue. And if you're a vegetarian, they'll even have things for you to eat besides crow. And it'll cost $25. The number to call is 530-477-1804. And I look forward to meeting many of you tomorrow. The time is 1 to 4 o'clock tomorrow. Remember that all calls to Enid Live are toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. I want to start with doing a little bit of housekeeping. One of the things we talked about yesterday was Karen Kozlowski and Dennis Kozlowski. He was the head of Tyco, and I was wrong. I said he bought a 17,000. He is in jail for, well, essentially stealing money from the company he worked for, Tyco, and it's an 8 to 25 year prison sentence. But I said he was a $17,000 shower curtain. It was only $6,000, and it was in the maid's room. Of course, you know, you only want to get your maid a $6,000 shower curtain. You want to see that $17,000 shower curtain for yourself. In any event, she has filed for divorce from him. She was a waitress. That's how he met her. She was a waitress. They were both ending their previous marriages, and they fell into each other's arms over the soup or someplace. I don't know. But as I look at the story, I'm thinking that there's more to the story. It may be that she's not ditching him the way it looks since he's in the pokey for good. It may be a way of retaining some of their assets, because she will get half of some of the assets probably, because there were no criminal charges against her. And I think if she weren't doing this, my guess is that everything they have would go to satisfy the judgments against Dennis Kozlowski. I'm just speculating. I really don't know this for sure, but I was thinking that that might be a further plot twist. When it comes to plot twists, one of the stories we've been following, and this is a really interesting story, of two older women. They're calling them elderly. They're in their middle 70s. It doesn't seem as elderly as it used to. These are two women who took in homeless guys and then ran them over and collected the insurance. They paid the insurance. They were very well versed in insurance rules, regulations, laws, etc. They paid the insurance premiums quite promptly, quite well, over a two-year period. And after 2 years, then I guess the insurance policy would pay off. And guess what? These guys both mysteriously died by being run over. Well, we think that the old ladies ran them over, but beyond that, we think what the police are now saying, that these women may have drugged these hit-and-run victims with booze, with pills. We don't know for sure, but that may have been what happened. And these two elderly women accused of killing homeless men, that they would meet in church, by the way, in hit-and-run crashes to collect their life insurance, drugged the victims before running them over slowly with cars, said the authorities. If they were awake, it would have been a slow, painful death, said the deputy DA. We think they drugged them with pills or alcohol first, and then they ran over them. These women are in court, and it came a day after the women were released from federal custody and arrested again under state murder charges. Both women answered yes when asked if they agreed to the postponement, but that said nothing else during the proceedings. They were trying to locate three men whose names were found on applications for $800,000 in life insurance. The story gets curiouser and curiouser. One of the other things we talked about yesterday is that Charlie Brown, who is going to be at the picnic tomorrow, he's going to be speaking at the picnic tomorrow, has launched some radio commercials against his rival Doolittle, who does little, actually, except line his own pockets. And guess what? It made, I think, page 3 of the Sacramento Bee, so that's a really good thing. Democrat Charles Brown, on Thursday, yesterday, launched radio ads attacking Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle and promoting his own military background, Charlie's own military background, in the opening shot of his effort to unseat the eight-term Roseville Republican. These two radio spots are the first in the 4th Congressional District general election battle, the most strenuous Doolittle has faced in more than a decade. One of the ads features former Georgia Senator Max Cleland, a decorated Vietnam vet, talking about the Air Force Academy Honor Code and Brown's 26-year career in the service. The second ad is a parody of Taste Great, Less Filling beer commercials from several years back and features bar patrons challenging each other over whether Doolittle is corrupt or ineffective. Is he corrupt or is he just ineffective? Or is he possibly both? Both corrupt and ineffective. The corruption cited in the ad refers to campaign contributions Doolittle has received from disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Anyway, the piece goes on to say, the ad invites listeners to cast their vote for corrupt or ineffective at a website that the Brown campaign has established. That's good. That's good because it's funny, too. But I think the piece goes on to say that Doolittle has not really had any effective competition for quite a long time. One piece I saw, was it in this piece or some other piece, that it's been about 10 years that he's had any kind of an effective somebody really who has the possibility of getting elected against him. So, you know, but he hasn't been around very much. According to the campaign reports, Doolittle entered the general election with about $261,000 in the bank, and Charlie Brown only has about $74,000. So let's do the math. It looks like Doolittle has about four times, as of this filing, which was June 30th, had then about four times Charlie Brown's bankroll. And you know what? Doolittle can get more. You know, he's just happy to take your money in exchange for favors, apparently. He just seems to be really willing to do that, as long as you make out the checks to Mrs. Doolittle and say that it's being used to fund to put together a fundraiser or to pay for some planning, party planning or event planning. He's happy to take your money, so he can always get lots more money. And he has a PAC, Political Action Committee, that has spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars at Tiffany, at fancy stores, at spas, at all of these. I don't know what they're accomplishing with that money. So this is an opportunity to really knock off an arrogant, a corrupt, an ineffective, an incompetent, selfish, greasy, oily politician. And you can help to do that. Either do it with a check or roll up your sleeves and get involved in Charlie's campaign. Charlie's got a shot here. And I don't know if the Democratic National Committee is doing very much to help him. And I know they're trying to get some traction with Netroots. And also, let me say, so is Durston. They're trying to get some traction with Netroot. Durston's campaign is as well. So these are the campaigns you want to help. You want to help Phil's campaign. Phil Angelides' campaign, you want to help Charlie's for sure. You definitely want to help Bill Durston. You also want to help Rob Haswell. So those are the campaigns you can really make a difference in. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the other things that we talked about, oh, here it is. This is the, I knew I had it here somewhere. Here's a way that you can help Bill Durston. It takes only 3 minutes. To date, Bill has received no support from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. And this is a shame. There's so much Democratic money around, one would imagine. And there's a huge fight between Howard Dean, who wants to, you know, he's a doctor. Howard Dean wants to heal it, heal the Democratic difficulties in a long-term kind of a way. Whereas Rahm Emanuel is just thinking about the next election. So the two of them are at loggerheads. It would be nice to do both. And I can't imagine that there isn't enough Democratic money to do both, but apparently it is in some short supply. I don't think Charlie's gotten much or any. Last time I talked to him, I don't think a whole lot had come his way from the national part, from the party. This is an email I got to date. Bill Durston, who is an ER doc, has received no support from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. So let's see. There is a you can nominate Bill for the Candidate for Change Award, and you can also send some money to Bill. So I think there's some sort of a Netroots campaign to support Bill Durston. So all of you, just think about if you really don't want to look back at this time when the history books are not going to be kind to anybody. And say, you know, why didn't I wake up? Why didn't I bestir myself? Why didn't I do something? Well, it depends on what your circumstances are here. If you don't have time and you can write a check, even if it's a very small check, do it. You know, at least you sharpened your pencil and put it on the desk. In other words, you took your molecules and you aimed them in the right direction. So try to get involved in these campaigns. Another thing that we discussed yesterday was the downtown. Well, let me go to Phil Angelides. First of all, here is the San Francisco Chronicle, stumping for a new budget proposal. He blasts the governor. Dateline here, Riverside, racing from porches to baseball fields to local parks. Phil has argued that he understands the worries of middle-class Californians, while Arnold lives in his own special world. Arnold they think that press release came out today saying that there were 900 new jobs in California, not 9,000, not 9 million, 900, and Arnold was crowing about that. So the headline on this story in the Chronicle is that Phil Angelides emphasizes his roots in the middle class. And it talks about his proposed budget. And it doesn't really, it says stumping for a new budget proposal, he blasts the governor. But I don't see the headline here saying that he's looking for a middle class tax cut. Maybe that was in yesterday's paper, but it is not in today's paper, and this is the San Francisco Chronicle. So I think Phil's got some catch-up to do, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. He seems to be moving around the state and trying to get some attention for these proposals. One of the things we talked about yesterday also, as long as we're tying up a lot of loose ends, and was referenced in the B today on the editorial page, one of the B's editorials. This is on the downtown plaza. in Sacramento, which the Bee says has suffered as much from an identity crisis as from a lack of investment by its owners. So its owners haven't poured any money into it. Now they want to redo it, putting an upscale grocery store into it and a couple of other things, a Target, and maybe some movie theaters. And they want the city to pick up $20 million worth. I think that, first of all, that mall is not easy to go into. It's not user-friendly. It doesn't invite you from the outside. And I think what you want in downtown Sacramento to revitalize downtown Sacramento is stuff that's pedestrian-friendly, it's user-friendly, it's easy to park, it invites you, brings you right in. And this thing doesn't. And you know what? It was always kind of scuzzy. I haven't been there, as I said, I haven't been there in a long time, but it was a real kind of a scuzzy place a long time ago, and I don't think it got any less scuzzy in these past years. But you can comment on that, and I don't think the city ought to give them a penny. Westfield is a very rich, very successful corporation. Let them do it or figure out a way to reconfigure that space so that it is more pedestrian and user-friendly. What are your thoughts about it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather today is looking very nice. Nice to take a little stroll out there tonight. We're going to be about 64, 65 for a low, and maybe by midnight or 1 o'clock we're going to be 59. For morning, right around the same now. Mid-afternoon tomorrow, about 94, 95. We're at 92 here in the River City on our traffic. Slow 50 over top of the mountain. It's about 45, 50 at the moment. That's pretty slow anyway when you want to go a little faster. Southbound I-5 just south of Pocket Road, a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Elvis, the hit and run, no injuries, though blocking the lane in northbound Cap City Freeway. At N Street, we've got a disabled vehicle in the middle of the roadway. It looks like they've got cleanup. CHP officers are on scene. Back with more Enid Live. You can email her at 1320leftchannel.com or give me a call about the traffic and her too at 349-1320. Lisa West here for AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Carol Cassie, we've got some news for you. Your kids are teenagers, neither of them have cell phones, and you still have dial-up. In this day and age, that's not cool, Carol. Trust us, their friends are talking about you. Luckily, AT&T has some plans that can help, like home phone, high-speed internet, and singular wireless starting at just $95 a month. Choose the internet speed you need, choose the number of phones and minutes you need, and bingo, you're a cool mom. And right now with AT&T, you can get a free Razr phone, so you'll be a cool mom and a smart mom, too. So that's Carol's world. For everybody who's not Carol, if we can crank up the cool in her world, then we can deliver the right options to you, too. Visit att.com or call 1-800-PICK-ATT, and you can be the coolest parent in the neighborhood. No offense, Carol. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Free black or silver Motorola Razr after $100 rebate with 2-year commitment and qualifying AT&T services. Taxes, other charges, and the FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0387 toll-free or visit att.com/bundle details. Not available in all areas.
Attention Northern California, all of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
The future is here, and it is green. Reaffirm your commitment to health and the environment by visiting Green Sacramento, a local business selling environmentally friendly building and design products for your home and business. Green Sacramento's focus is on high-quality materials that are non-toxic, ecologically conscious, and healthy for your home. Visit their 2,000-square-foot showroom located on the corner of Fulton and Alta Arden in Sacramento. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 or Saturdays from 10 till 4. You can also find them online at greensacramento.com and help make a difference.
The Dixie Chicks, Accidents and Accusations.
Creations Tour is coming to the Arco Arena on Tuesday, November 14th. And Elliott's Natural Foods and AM 1320 want you to see the show for free. Simply drop by either of Elliott's Natural Foods locations and enter to win tickets for you and a friend. Elliott's Natural Foods is located at 8063 Greenback at Sunrise and in Folsom at 641 East Bidwell. Nothing to buy, just pick up an entry blank, fill it out, and enter to win Dixie Chicks tickets from Elliott's Natural Foods and AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Little, miss stay a with lot. Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Oh, we're running into the arms of the weekend. This will be nice. I want to ask you what you're planning to do in this election besides vote. I hope you're planning to vote. Are you going to give me some sense of what you're doing? I would like to have a sense from all of you listening. Have you written a check? Are you going to write a check? Are you going to get involved in some hands-on way? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's head over to Carmichael. Betty, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah, hi. I have written several checks, but I just called the Northeast Democrat group, which is at the...
Oops, what happened? I guess she's gone. Something... I guess she got cut off somehow. Betty, call us back, and I think she was going to inform us about some kind of a way to register... something, some sort of a meeting where you could, Democrats would be registered or you could volunteer. But I would like to know from any of you listening, what have you done and what do you plan to do? And especially if you're a first-timer, if you've never, you know, there are people who get involved in campaigns and who do it routinely. It's part of their life because they, you know, got involved at some other time in their life and they decided that they like it and they feel that it's useful and so on. If you have never done it, are you going to do something in this election? Because I really think it's critical. I think we are at a turning point here. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. And those of you who are, we'll have sort of a match, a politicalmatch.com in that those of you who know where we can get involved can also call in, too, for those of us who are curious how we can be helpful. I just got this email from Brian. Brian said, I heard from several people yesterday that you were saying on your show that Phil Angelides' newly released budget plan cuts taxes for those making under $100,000 and raises those taxes on those making more than 100. You're the first part correct, but the second part is wrong. The Angelides tax plan provides a temporary 3-year restoration of the Reagan-Wilson tax brackets. I'll bet you he's with the campaign because it's awfully specific. For couples with incomes over $500,000 or individuals making $250,000 a year. In other words, the top 1% of income earners in California. So, all right, let me correct myself then. If this email is correct, you have to, if you're a single individual, you have to be making more than $250,000 a year for your taxes to go up. If you're a couple, over $500,000 a year for your taxes to go up. This would cost somebody making $1 million, somebody who makes $1 million, about $8 a day, or roughly the cost of two lattes, as Angelides pointed out. Additionally, says Brian, he will enact a tax cut of up to $5,000 a year to small businesses with fewer than 50 employees. Please take a look at the plan in its entirety. Okay. I think he's with the Angelides campaign. All right, so there it is. He will enact a tax cut of up to $5,000 a year to small businesses with fewer than 50 employees. You think this is going to get traction against Arnold? What are the qualities? What do we need to gain traction against the status quo? What is it that we need to have? Well, one of the things I think that has to happen is, you'll see it in Paul Krugman's column in the Beat tomorrow, but it's in the New York Times today. And I was thinking about this as I read his column. He says, recently, he says, Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, acknowledged that economic inequality is rising in America. In a break with previous administration announcements, he also conceded that this might be cause for concern. Now, let me say it again. Economic inequality is rising in America. In other words, the gap between the haves and the have-nots is getting far greater. What Krugman believes, because he's done some research about this, is it isn't just an economic reality, which is what the administration is saying. Krugman says history suggests otherwise. He says, I've been studying the long-term history of inequality in the U.S., and it's hard to avoid the sense that it matters a lot which political party, or more accurately, which political ideology, rules Washington. Now, this is very interesting to me, because what we were talking about yesterday is the money on the street has been saying for a while, because Phil has been missing in action, but it looks like he's sprung to life again, that Arnold is going to take the election. Everybody's reporting that Arnold's getting more money, that Phil, where's Phil? You know, that Phil has sort of suicided himself into a corner saying he might raise taxes, which, of course, the Republicans have gleefully hopped on and given him hell about, and used what the Republicans have to sell, and that's fear. Fear and smear is what the Republicans will give you. You vote Republican, and that's what you're going to get, fear and smear. And they will use it to manipulate you into voting Republican. Well, I thought, there is sort of a shadowy, Gore Vidal always called it the bank. It's that 1% that really runs everything. And once they've made a decision, it's like everybody else sort of falls into place. And I'm beginning to wonder if it isn't hideously naive of me to believe that we the people, can really make a difference here. That we can really, that I always felt, even in the face of huge corporate monies arrayed and huge power arrayed against us, that we the people could prevail if we could get our act together and get ourselves together. I'm not so sure of that anymore. I hate to say that, and I hope I'm wrong about it. But here's what Krugman says. He says, it's hard to avoid the sense that it matters a lot which political party, or more accurately, which political ideology rules Washington. And since the 1920s, he says there have been four eras of American inequality. Number one, the Great Compression, he calls it, 1929 to 1947, the birth of the middle class America. Real wages of production, workers, and manufacturing rose 67%, while the real income of the richest 1% of Americans actually fell 17%. So in those years, from 29 to 47, there was an inequality, but that's when middle-class workers' incomes came up 67%, and the richest 1%, theirs actually fell 17%. Then he talks about the post-war boom from 47 to 73, an era of widely shared growth. Real wages rose 81%, and the income of the richest 1% rose 38%. So real wages, this tremendous post-war boom, went up 81%, and the rich went up 38%. Then stagflation from 73 to 80. Everyone lost ground. Real wages fell 3%, and the income of the richest 1% fell 4%. And then there is the new Gilded Age beginning in about 1980. Big gains at the very top, stagnation below. Between 1980 and 2004, real wages in manufacturing fell 1%, while the real income of the richest 1%, and this is people with income of more than $277,000 in 2004, in the year 2004, rose. Do you want to guess how much? This is since 1980 to about 2004. The real wages in manufacturing, so the wages that most of us would have made, actually fell 1%, while people with incomes over $277,000 in 2004 rose 135%. Our wages fell by 1%, and the richest Americans' wages or income rose 135%. So our income, or I'm putting myself in the class of manufacturing jobs, fell 1%, while real income of the richest 1% went up by 135%. Franklin Roosevelt favored the interests of workers while declaring the plutocrats, who considered him a class traitor, he says, I welcome their hatred. So when he decided that the way he was going to go was to work against his very own class and to work in favor of the interests of workers, that's the way the administration went, and that's what followed from that administration. And what Krugman says is what followed was an era of bipartisanship and political moderation. And then Dwight Eisenhower, who, as you will recall, was a Republican, said of those who wanted to roll back the New Deal, he says their number is negligible and they are stupid. This is a Republican. Now, this is going to be a dim memory of bipartisan thinking about what's good for the country. So for those people who wanted to roll back the New Deal, Dwight Eisenhower said, there are not many of them, and they are stupid at no extra charge. They are stupid besides. You go to a doctor for a second opinion, and the doctor looks at you and says, and you're ugly too. So anyhow, he talks about this in the column. You'll see it in tomorrow's B, that the ideology, what the power structure, what the ideology of the administration wants is what really begins to, it is from that, that all of this economic, all the economic decisions and the economic outcomes flow. So if you want to have an administration, you know, here's Arnold announcing 900 new jobs for California. Well, what's 900 for a state like California? I don't understand how he even has traction, except that our eyes have been so blinded to substance, and all we care about is celebrity, and all you have to do is go to the checkout stand of the grocery store or any newsstand, and that's what you see. You see celebrity magazine after celebrity magazine after celebrity magazine, and you barely know who these people are. And then the Bee is talking about, in another editorial today, it's talking about the prison mess and how awful it is and how the governor has no plan for it. He said, the editorial says, if Arnold Schwarzenegger's aim in calling a special section, a session on California's prison system was to keep a federal court from taking over the state's prisons, he has failed dismally, this says the Bee. 2 days of hearing before the Senate Select Committee on Prison Population Management and Capacity left a vivid picture of a prison system in crisis and a state corrections bureaucracy without a clue. Throughout the hearings, the Schwarzenegger administration could not seem to muster a sense of urgency, much less present a package with any semblance of research, planning, or detail for legislators to examine. He's got no plan. This is a guy who changes his mind. Well, he'll say whatever he's got to say to get elected. He spent so much time keeping his hair chestnut. He didn't have much left over to actually govern the state of California. And if he were spending more time governing the state of California, you know, God only knows what more damage he would wrought, because is he well-versed in policy? Do they have a plan? Do they have a coherent plan to rescue the prisons? No, he doesn't. It was just all show. It was what they used to say was all hat and no cattle. So you have a pretty boy, a celebrity, and then you've got somebody who has some substance and some issues behind him, and that's what the contest is going to be. It's going to be about the guy who could get all the girls and the dates, even if he did wear elevator shoes and enough makeup to topple the Empire State Building. And then you got the nerd who, you know, reads books and founds Microsoft. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. What are you doing to help people who, you know, Democrats, progressives, in the coming campaign? Help us to get subpoena power and investigative power. What are you going to be doing? I'd like to hear from you. 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
I try to say it with you sometimes.
I noticed that. It's like an echo effect.
Yeah, but I forgot we called the Fabulous Friday, so I was way past you.
Oh, you're 2 words behind.
Yeah, and I was also worried about our phone call. I hope she calls back, because I think we had a little technical difficulty on that phone.
Oh, all right.
Yes, but we did get one phone call as far as South End 99 goes, right by Fruit Ridge Road. Is there an echo in here? Always a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. We have a two-car collision right above that and at Mack Road. So as usual, South End 99 is very, very slow and almost stopped in those first three lanes. We also have 50 westbound just east of southbound Cap City Freeway, a three-car accident there. And westbound I-80 at Rockland Road, a three-car accident there as well, blocking traffic on into Sacramento. Lisa West here for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions? Delivered right to at your door. It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away 1-866-865-2211.
Ah, yeah, hello. Professor Integer here to clear up some egregious mathematical errors. Jimmy here thinks that when you add, you end up with less. This is not mathematically possible, Jimmy.
Well, actually, I was speaking to Sure West Services, Professor. The more you add, the more they subtract.
But this doesn't add up.
Well, the savings sure do. You choose two new services like high-speed internet and residential phone service. Sure West subtracts $10 a month for a whole year. Add Digital Choice TV, they subtract $20 a month. Then add Sure West Wireless Service, and they subtract $30 every month.
So the more services you add, the more you save?
Precisely.
Ah, the lever! I get it! I just wish I had invented it.
You add, Sure West subtracts, you save. Now that's new math everyone can love. Restrictions apply. Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
For years, the premier customer service offered by Lasher Audi has been one of the Valley's best-kept secrets. But now that we've relocated to the more visible Elk Grove Auto Mall, we've decided to go an extra mile while our new state-of-the-art facility is completed. So whether you come to Lasher's Elk Grove Audi to buy or lease a new or certified pre-owned Audi, or to take advantage of our often same-day service appointments, you'll be greeted with the Elk Grove Audi Silver Platter Welcome Package, an ice-cold mountain spring water, lemonade or iced tea, a moist, chilled towel to wipe the perspiration from your brow, and a gift bag filled with enticing goodies. Top it off with an Elk Grove Audi Silver Platter lease loaded with extra Lasher value on a new Audi A3, A4, A6, or A8, and you have perfection. The Silver Platter Welcome Package, premier customer service, and the most value-packed Audi leases are exclusively at Lasher's new Elk Grove Audi, now in the Elk Grove Auto Mall or at LasherAuto.com.
He's touched your soul.
I can't leave your head on.
One amazing evening live.
I'm changing my heart.
With musical icon Joe Cocker.
Friday, September 1st at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall in Reno.
Joe Cocker. Over three decades of hits. All in one night.
Tickets are on sale now. At Ticketmaster.com or SilverLegacy.com. Or call Silver Legacy Resort Casino at 1-800-MUST-SEE.
Joe Cocker.
Friday, September 1st at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall. Tickets are on sale now at Silver Legacy Resort Casino.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about politics. We're talking about what are you going to do to get involved, and particularly if you've never gotten involved. Are you actually thinking about doing it? Because I think this election is critical. Let's head over to the phone, 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Tony in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Tony.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm working for Charlie Brown and as a volunteer, even though I don't live in that district, and I mentioned that yesterday. But I have a kind of a question to pose. The Senate could change quite easily, as well as the House. And there are two Republicans who are basically good people, Chafee and Snow. Snow of Maine, Chafee of Rhode Island.
And Olympia Snow?
And Olympia Snow, yes.
Yeah, and it's, and what?
And those two states, incidentally, even though they have four senators between them, they don't even have the population of Sacramento County.
That's, okay, so
that's
tell
how unrepresentative we all are in the Senate. But the point is, they're Republicans, but I'm afraid that a lot of people who don't like Bush and who are relatively liberal will still vote for them because, you know, they're pretty decent folks. I think that it's not the man rather than the party anymore, or the woman. It is the party.
Yes, that's my thought, too. And I know they're both very decent, and I know Chafee is particularly on the ropes. And that's really too bad that things have become so partisan. Is she facing an uphill battle as well?
I don't think so, and I think that's sad.
But I think he is. He is facing an uphill battle.
How can we convince the leaders of the Democratic Party to put a lot of money? Those are fairly blue.
How can we convince them to put some money behind Charlie Brown?
Well, but
that's closer to home. Why aren't they funding that election? Certainly Doolittle is more on the ropes than he has ever been.
Well, I would urge people to everybody to write the DNCC. I have done that.
And have they listened to you?
No.
Yeah, well, all right.
But if 100 people do it, they might listen.
Maybe they will listen. Tony, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Did anybody go to the Giuliani protest yesterday in front of the Hyatt? He's here. That adulterer was here to speak on behalf of the groper. The wiggler and the groper were right there together. I don't know who was taller than who. It is being said that Giuliani wants to run for president. Did anybody go to that? Was there a demonstration? Can anybody report back? Because there was supposed to be a demonstration there, and I don't know what happened. I saw nothing about it in any of the media. Maybe you can tell me what the outcome was. Immigration, this is gives you a sense of how this administration is trying to shut off any kind of conversation about anything. And even immigration judges who, remember now, the administration is posturing on issues of immigration. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez warned the nation's 215 immigration judges that they all faced annual performance evaluations for the first time. So he is threatening these judges that they are now going to be scrutinized, and they're going to get regular scrutiny to detect high reversal rates, frequent complaints, or unusual backlogs. So in other words, if there are reversal rates of their decisions, if they don't go along with the administration's agenda, if they are an independent voice, which the judiciary is supposed to, you know, we have a system of balance and checks, although you'd be hard-pressed to know that at this point. But the consequences of if these judges didn't perform were not spelled out, and some of the judges said that they are worried that evaluations would increase pressure on all judges to make decisions faster without weeding out the handful of judges who have drawn the most criticism. Immigration judges who now handle 300,000 cases a year under stepped-up guidelines are employees of the Justice Department, not the federal judiciary. After battling for years to unionize, they finally ratified their first labor contract this week. You know, I just think it's very interesting that this administration is going around muscling everybody into line. Everything's got to be secret. Everybody's under scrutiny. They don't want to be under scrutiny. There's nothing transparent about this administration, but they want to scrutinize judges. They want to scrutinize everything. They want to steal an election. They want to lie to you. And I really think in every way that you measure it, this is an extremely evil administration. Evil is not too strong a word to use. Now, here's a judge. You remember the judge, the penis pump judge? Do you remember that guy? He was, you know what? Do you know what they sentenced him to? They sentenced him to, they hauled that guy off to the pokey. This is a judge who, when you were coming before him with your tale of woe and some really horrible tragedies, this is a guy who had a penis pump going under his judicial robes, which were waving like a sea of wheat. waving like a sea of wheat. Why were those judicial robes moving around? Why were they wiggling around like they were? Well, one of his eagle-beagle-eyed clerks noticed this, and then there was a funny noise, a hiss. I guess a penis. Was sentenced today. You want to guess? Do you know how long he was sentenced to? 4 years in prison. He is going off to the pokey, where he will need his penis pump for company. Or maybe not. He spent almost 23 years on the bench, and I don't know how many of it wiggling around on the bench, and has served as a state legislator before retiring from the court. He showed no reaction when he was sentenced. At his trial this summer, his former court reporter testified that she saw him expose himself at least 15 times during trial in the years 2001 to 2003. He also used this device, which is known as a penis pump, during at least four trials in the same period. He was convicted last month of four, the judge, who's 59, was convicted last month of four felony counts of indecent exposure. For incidents that took place in his courtroom, he is a married father of three grown children who I'm sure are just thrilled to be his children. He testified. Now, what would your defense be in this case? You have to give me what you think the penis pump defense is on a case like this. He testified that the penis pump was given to him as a joke by a longtime hunting and fishing buddy. It wasn't something I was hiding, he said. He said that he may have absentmindedly squeezed the pump's handle during court cases, but that he never really used it to masturbate. Would you like to comment on this, Judge? 3-4. this is the sort of judge we should be scrutinizing. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening. You know, what are they doing in the Supreme Court? I don't even want to think about it. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Kind of hard to follow that with the traffic, you know what I mean?
Well, one sexual traffic and one has to do with automobiles.
Well, and I'm just curious to know what some people actually do in their car when they're driving on some of these streets, because, I mean, we've got traffic hazards all over the place. Eastbound 50 at Front Street, another disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Westbound 50 at Center, U.S. 50, Westbound 50, thank you. We have a three-car collision there. No injuries, but emergency vehicles are on scene. Another car crash at 50 eastbound, just west of Power and Rhone. Another car crash southbound 99, just south of westbound Mack Road. And a traffic hazard on the right-hand side just above that. Eastbound 50, just west of El Dorado Hills. Be careful there. We've got a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time at Sleep Train, purchase any Sleep Member bed by Select Comfort, Simmons, Beauty Rest, Sealy Posturepedic, or Stearns and Foster mattress set, and you'll pay no sales tax. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for up to 12 months. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Now here's the story of Peg, Meg, and Sue. Come to Jackson Rancheria, it's what they love to do. Nickel and penny slots are often the choices. You can hear the excitement well up in their voices. Well, these sweet and sassy seniors got truly inspired. Stayed more than a few hours than were required. First Peg hit a jackpot, next Meg then Sue. Now at Jackson Rancheria, we call them the Wrecking Crew. At Jackson Rancheria, we call Peg, Meg, and Sue dream catchers. People have discovered that we're so much more than a casino. Perhaps you have too. Jackson Rancheria, are you a dream catcher?
Comedians Tim Conway and Harvey Korman are together again for their final farewell tour at Jackson Rancheria Casino on Sunday, September 17th at 5 and 8 p.m. To reserve your tickets, contact Ticketmaster today.
I'd like to start this commercial off by saying, we are not interested in painting pleasing images in your head just to convince you how comfortable you'll be in a spacious new condominium home at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. We're not hypnotists. In fact, try not to picture yourself suiting up in your most flattering suit. swimwear, walking through the soft grass and dipping your toes into the warm, sparkling blue pool for the first time. Or how relaxing it'll be blowing off steam and getting into shape at the state-of-the-art air-conditioned fitness center. Don't even think about how sweet the walk back to your place will be. How you can't help but smile at your neighbors because, like them, you know that one-bedroom homes start at just $199,900. Try not to imagine the air smelling fresher, the breeze blowing softer as you drive home from work with the windows down and ease into your own garage. Take your time calling Laguna Oaks and Elk Grove for a tour. Don't picture your condominium home being bought by someone else. Remember not to focus on how much you'll save owning your home. 691-1400. Laguna Oaks and Elk Grove. 691-1400.
Attention Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Enid
now, 349-1320. 3:55 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Are you doing your homework assignment? Your homework assignment is that you're going to tell 3 to 5 people every single day. You don't even have to know these people, but it's a great way to talk to somebody if you're stuck in a line somewhere. That AM 1320 exists, that Enid Live exists from 3 to 7 weekdays, that you can listen to Scott and Sims in the Morning Report, Morning Retort, and Air America and Randy and Al Franken and everybody who's on board, and RFK Jr. and Mike Papantonio on the weekends and David Bender and so on. So just to let you know, things are kind of moving in a good direction, but it's going to take a lot of help to get it there. So we are appreciative of any help you can give us. We're talking about, you know, here's what's great about the Friday show. It's really a potpourri. It's a real stew of lots of things that we've talked about during the week and lots of things that we haven't talked about during the week. And we've been talking a lot about politics this week and where's Phil, and Phil's come out with a program, and he's getting a little bit of traction now. So it looks like he is now awake. And I want to know what you're going to do to make a difference in the campaign. Are you going to get involved in the campaign? 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. And if so, what are you going to do? Are you thinking about it? Do you think it's, because I really think this is a big turning point. And if you've never done it, it's a great way to meet people. And you know what? I'm looking here at the Sacramento Bee, and guess what? There was a big shooting. Gunfight erupted at a popular Citrus Heights night spot early this morning, I think, or late last night, early this morning. I mean, gee, this is, as one of you pointed out, this is becoming Sacramento, and there's money for an arena, but there is no money for, apparently, or not sufficient money for dealing with crime, or not sufficient will, or not sufficient innovation, or not sufficient imagination, or not sufficient something. And I got an email from one of you, and I meant to bring this up. I got an email from one of you, from Beth, yesterday. And the email said, Sacramento is where you wind up, not where you move to. Is that fair? And I thought about what she said. I'm going to see if I can dig it out, but I'm doing this by heart. But she said something along the lines of, Sacramento is not where you move to, it's where you wind up. And I thought about that, and I thought, why does everybody have a chip on?
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Why investigators are looking at John Carr in the JonBenet Ramsey case.
He gave a detail about her body that they believe is not public.
Many Americans don't believe it, but President Bush says all is well.
Foundation of our economy is solid and is strong.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. New information now on why authorities are so interested in John Mark Carr, the man detained in Thailand in connection with JonBenet Ramsey's murder.
What made these investigators believe that Carr may have been involved in the death of JonBenet Ramsey is that he gave a detail about her body that they believe is not public. It dealt with something to do with the condition of the body at death that they felt that only someone who was there would have known.
CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty and correspondent Kelly Covilla in Boulder, Colorado, has learned investigators are intrigued by Carr's emails.
They say that he wrote about a check stub on John Ramsey's desk in the amount of $118,000, specifics about a staircase in the home, and details about the basement where JonBenet was killed.
Because Carr was fascinated with the 1993 murder of 12-year-old Polly Klass in California, authorities today searched her killer's cell on death row.
This is Steve Futterman at San Quentin Prison. John Mark Carr's interest in the Polly Klass case was so intense that he moved to Petaluma, California, where Klass was abducted and killed. He's also claimed in the past that he communicated with Klass's killer, Richard Allen Davis. So officials here conducted a search.
There is no physical evidence that we have seen that will indicate that they were corresponding.
Brunel Crittenton is a prison spokesman. He said officials also reviewed past phone calls and letters. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Quentin Prison.
Now this.
To add some prestige to the pursuit of driving pleasure, the Michelin Man is attempting to establish a master's degree program in driver's ed. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn why the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series Touring Tires is the ultimate study aid for those seeking to graduate to a higher level of driving. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service that big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
The latest reading on consumer sentiment shows it's at the lowest level since just after Hurricane Katrina, and a recent poll shows only 37% of Americans support President Bush's handling of the economy. CBS News correspondent Mark Nola reports Mr. Bush tried to change the dynamic today.
Flanked by his top advisors, President Bush again said the economy is solid and strong, but public opinion polls show the American people don't see it that way. Asked why, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson called it the $64,000 question. He says Americans are better off economically, but don't feel it in their own situation.
Too many cars, not enough customers. Ford Motor Company is slashing production by 21%, temporarily shutting down 10 assembly plants. Keith Crane is publisher and editor of Automotive News.
In the auto business, they say the difference between too many and not enough is a single vehicle. Ford Motor Company has to do the painful process of shutting down plants so that they can get everything in line with their real sales.
Truck and SUV sales have been affected by high gasoline prices. Boeing has put employees in Long Beach, California on notice that their days building the C-17 military cargo plane could be numbered. All depends on whether Congress authorizes more orders. A spokesman for Northwest Airlines says they were only trying to help, but looking back, parts of a handbook for employees losing their jobs were a bit insensitive. The handbook, entitled Restructuring Q&A and Employee Support, included a list of money-saving tips that the workers found offensive.
Grow your own vegetables and herbs.
cut your kid's hair yourself? Is this to save money?
Make your own baby food? This is just ridiculous.
Don't be shy about pulling something you like out of the trash. Number 46. Wow. That's rough.
The handbook has been changed, and the cost-cutting tips, which included asking family and friends for hand-me-down clothes, have been removed from Northwest's internal website. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The future is here, and it is green. Reaffirm your commitment to health and the environment by visiting Green Sacramento, a local business selling environmentally friendly building and design products for your home and business. Green Sacramento's focus is on high-quality materials that are non-toxic, ecologically conscious, and healthy for your home. Visit their 2,000-square-foot showroom located on the corner of Fulton and Alta Arden in Sacramento. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5:30 or Saturdays from 10 till 4. You can also find them online at greensacramento.com and help make a difference.
If you could change your life, what would you do? Lose weight? With the Light of Life, you can. Let Master Healer Howard Lee and the Light of Life help you transform your life by releasing you from destructive thinking patterns. On Saturday, August 26th, you can learn to eliminate your weight issues and stop emotional eating forever. Call Kathy at 916-764-0037. It's time to stop feeling miserable. Call 916-764-0037 or visit thelightoflife.com. That's 916-764-0037 or thelightoflife.com. Do it today.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento.
4:06, 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember your homework assignment? You're supposed to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we're here, that 1320 is here, that they can actually find smart, compelling, occasionally funny talk radio. And I want to apologize to all of you. I don't hear it always, but we have to do, by law, an emergency test. And there was no emergency, but we just do this every once in a while. In case there ever is an emergency, all the broadcasters can be on the same page and tell you what you need to know and what you need to do. So I think it came in the middle of the penis pump story, that judge. I'm not going to repeat the story, but anyway, so for those of you who called in wondering what was going on, that is what was going on. Remember that you can always email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and I'm going to be at the Democratic picnic tomorrow, and so is Charlie Brown, and he's getting some traction. Good for Charlie. You can decide whether, in part, he's running radio commercials. And one of the commercials is going to have you decide whether Doolittle is incompetent or corrupt or both. And this is tomorrow, 1 to 4, at Condon Park and Mini Street and Butler Road in Grass Valley. It's going to be catered. It's a barbecue. Charlie will be there. There's going to be music, door prizes, raffle. It's going to be $25. If you're interested, call 530-477-1804. And I'm looking forward to meeting many of you tomorrow. So I'm it'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm supposed to speak, but I haven't got a clue as to what I'm supposed to say. I guess I'll think of something. We've been talking about lots of things, and if you were listening at the CBS News at the top of the hour, I wanted to share this with you. This is, supposing you were going to be laid off. Well, Northwest Airlines has laid off a bunch of people, and your employer, what do they give you when they lay you off? Sometimes they give you, what do they call it, I want to say exit advice, but that's not it. The exit counseling, there's a word for it, which escapes me at the moment, where they give you some kind of counseling, which amounts to almost nothing, nothing very useful, but it makes them feel better for ushering you out the door. Well, Northwest Airlines, which is laying off a ton of people, handed the people that they were laying off. It was given to 60 Northwest Airline workers facing layoffs and was posted on the company's website. And listen to what it offered you if you were being laid off of Northwest Airlines. Number one, don't be shy about pulling something you like out of the trash. I mean, gee, this is really... Or number two, move to a less expensive place to live. Number three, ask your doctors for samples of prescriptions. What about if you're not taking anything? Oh. Number four, use old newspapers for cat litter. Number five, buy spare parts for your car at the junkyard. Number six, search the internet for freebies. Number seven, never go grocery shopping hungry. And number eight, take a date for a walk along the beach or in the woods. Now, I don't know about you, but this is pretty bad. This is pretty offensive. It makes you feel, it's got to feel terrible to be laid off. And then when you get a thing from your employer, money-saving tips, which begin with telling you to don't be shy about pulling stuff you like out of the trash, somebody else, you know, go dumpster diving, you know, you want to slit your ankles because you're too depressed to reach your wrists. 349-1320-866. 626-1320. And if you really want to get suicidal, if a large Canadian study tells us that women with breast implants do not face a higher risk of cancer, but they do have a higher than average rate of suicide. Isn't that amazing? Among the more than 40,000 women in the study, those who had received cosmetic breast implants had lower than average risks of dying from breast cancer, heart disease, and a lot of other diseases, but they are more suicidal. Why do you think that is? Do you think that they're insecure to begin with, and that's why they get the breast implants? And then when they get them and they realize it's not the answer to their life's problems? 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. We were talking before the break about an email that I got from Beth. And Beth said along the lines of, people don't move to Sacramento, it's where they wind up. And I wonder if that thinking isn't so pervasive in Sacramento that the love that you would feel for a town is sort of, you know, you feel like, well, you really don't want to be here. You'd rather be someplace else, but you happen to be here. Is there a lot of that here? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I think that that's unfair. I think I really like it here, and people have been extremely generous to me here. And I wonder if that's a fair... If it's a fair representation about how people feel. And I think about this because I can see that in many serious aspects, Sacramento is unloved. There isn't a population that loves it enough to take care of it. And it's reflected in what's happening with education here. It's certainly reflected in this enormous crime rate we've got, homicide rate that we've got. It's reflected in you go into nice neighborhoods and there's trash all over the place and nobody's picking up the trash and agencies fight over whose job it is to pick up the trash and there are weeds growing in the medians. I mean, 349-1320. Catherine, let me see if I can do this. Catherine in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, good. Can you hear me?
I can, Catherine. Welcome.
Yes, I want to say something about, you talked about winding up in Sacramento. And
I got an email from Beth yesterday, yes. One of our listeners, who says people don't move here, they wind up here.
Yes. And I would like to say, and I kind of will tie that into the other thing, the wonderful list of things to do when you're laid off. Taking things out of the trash, etc.
Yes.
Well, one of them, you know, all of this has happened to me.
Oh, it has?
One of them is, and I wound up in Sacramento. And we all do. The Bay Area people, it happens to them. That's what happens. If you know, you have to move out of the Bay Area.
Because you get laid off or because it's too expensive to buy a house?
Or you just can't afford, you know, you're working, but you can't afford the rent. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
In my case, I got disabled. Well, however, I love Sacramento. I just love it. And I guess I think even though you may come here for that reason, I'm not sure that's the problem here. But one of the problems could be that a lot of people that come here are more low-income people, maybe.
Well, so what's wrong with being low-income? We've all been low-income at times in our lives. I mean, what is low? Does low-income automatically equate to you're a criminal?
No, I didn't really mean that at all. I don't know how to explain what I mean. I mean, I don't know. But I just don't think that we all...
You mean a low rent mentality is what you mean.
Well, maybe just not enough money to do all of the things that...
Why is money the barometer? There are a lot of people who don't have much money, who have a lot of character, and who are interesting, and very often we call them artists.
Yeah. Well, we're trying real hard. We have a lot of, you know, they're trying to have a lot of art. See things going on in Oak Park.
Well, all over the place, all over the city. But I think there's a mentality here. And in a way, I kind of sense it with you, Catherine, that it's sort of, you said you love it here, but then you're saying there are a lot of these people that are coming in that are not wonderful additions to the city. But you're characterizing it by their income level. And I don't think that's the right way to characterize it.
Yeah.
All right. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. Do you? Is that fair? to say, well, they're low income, so they've come in and they scuzzed up our neighborhood. What, does low income always equate to being scuzzy? There, how many of us have never been low income in our lives? How many of us? I mean, that isn't it. You've got rich people who are scuzzballs, too. And I think if I put out the call, you tell me if you're in a nice neighborhood and you got a scuzzy neighbor next door making seven figures a year, making your life miserable because he's colonizing your backyard and you're having fights over the fence and he's got his boats, four boats parked in the driveway and three trailers and, you know, RVs and who knows what else. And the furniture spilling out the front door and the kids have drugs. Problems. It's not about money. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Steve in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi,
yes,
Steve.
Hello, Enid. I'd like to talk to you about the Sacramento issues. I moved here from the East Coast 18 years ago. I spent about a year here and then was transferred to the Bay Area with work. They spent the entire time trying to get back to Sacramento. I think that Sacramento is a fantastic place to live. It's the last major metropolitan area where working class people can afford to buy a home and achieve the American dream.
Is that true? It is one of the last metropolitan areas in California where that's possible?
I believe so.
All right, what is it that you liked about Sacramento and that you disliked about the Bay Area?
Well, I didn't dislike the Bay Area. What I disliked about the Bay Area was the cost of living and, you know, the housing situation is just astronomical. And unless you're making well over six figures, you cannot achieve home ownership. You know, and here, the working class people can afford a house with a swimming pool and have a little left over for a boat.
Well, I think there are a lot of things, you know, there are things that you can love and not love about the Bay Area. The traffic is not wonderful. It's gotten worse. The cost of living is high. One of the things I love about Sacramento and that you don't have in the Bay Area is on a summer's night to sit on the Delta somewhere and have a glass of wine, have something to eat and watch and catch some fireflies is a really sweet way to spend an evening. And the Bay Area is usually the summer nights are too cool.
Right.
And there's more of a small town feeling, more of a community. But that
Absolutely.
Isn't true. There are in Marin County, you will have that community feeling. There are neighborhoods in the Bay Area where you certainly have that feeling. But I think you love the thing for being what it is. This is, we are what we are.
Yeah.
And the Bay Area is what it is. And sometimes you love one. Sometimes you need a contrast with the other. And I thank you very much, Steve, for the call.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. There was a piece that opens up one line. We have one line open, 349-1320. There was a piece in the food section, which I like a lot, of the San Francisco Chronicle. Chronicle's fun to read. I'm a big connoisseur of newspapers, and I like them for different reasons. A B can be very substantive and helpful, but the Chronicle is always lots of fun. And Marlena Spieler, I hope I'm saying it correctly, is a former Sacramentan who lives most of the year in Europe, but who writes food pieces for the San Francisco Chronicle, probably other publications as well, but is a native of Sacramento, it sounds like. And here's the way she started the piece. She said, because my parents, aunt, and uncle live in Sacramento and because it's where I grew up, I spend a lot of time visiting and eating there. When one belongs to the sophisticated metropolis of the Bay Area and spends much of the year in Europe, it's easy to be snide about food. After forays elsewhere, I have found myself and chums safely ensconced back in San Francisco with our fresh-from-the-bulb garlic, our crusty sourdough, heirloom everything, sitting in a one-of-a-kind, not-a-chain restaurant, forking up dishes of deliciousness with more than a little dose of self-satisfied smugness. Anyhow, this was before several things happened in my Sacramento visiting life. First, the Southeast Asian community expanded from down Stockton Boulevard, and the Russian community, as well as various Middle Eastern, Indian, and Pakistani people, started opening restaurants and shops. This meant that in addition to the wealth of Latin American and Chinese-Japanese ethnic shops, there was a smorgasbord of ethnic eating going on. The other thing to change in my Sacramento life was becoming buddies with the legendary Daryl Cordy. Well, if you've ever been to Cordy Brothers, it is always a big treat. And I loved going there. It's not trendy, but they've got lots of great stuff there. And it's on Folsom near 59th, I think. Daryl is a legend not only in Sacramento, My pasta-making and olive oil exporting friends in Italy all know him. He speaks beautiful Italian, Marlena Spieler writes, and really knows his stuff, is the phrase most often uttered. He's also a contributing editor, which I did not know, to Savour magazine. Anyway, what she does is she goes on an magical mystery eating tour. Not a mystery, I'm saying that, but she and Daryl go schlepping around to various eateries that are faves, and she has made a big list. And here they are, a few places not to miss, and Biba is one of them, which we've had Biba on. Biba's going to have a new cookbook out. Cordy Brothers, of course. Andy Nguyen's on Broadway is another one, and I'll share these with you if you didn't see it in the Chronicle. So here is, you know, remember, San Francisco is ground zero for foodies everywhere, and here is a big front page piece in the food section by Marlena Spieler, who grew up in Sacramento, and she's talking about how wonderful eats there are in Sacramento, so we'll be talking about that. Ed in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I think that email was crazy about the Sacramento thing.
Oh, tell me.
Well, I came here in the early 80s, and I went to college there to AR and got my, for nothing, you know, at the time it was cheap. And then, you just enrolled and bought your books. I went on a GI Bill. Then I transferred to Sac State, a couple $100 a semester, got my degree. I just stayed here. It's a great place.
Where did you come from?
I'm originally from Western New York.
Okay. So you came here to go to school? Is that why you came here?
I was ski bumming up in Tahoe, and then I decided I'd use my GI Bill and go to school.
Good for you.
So I moved to Sacramento. I stayed here 4 months, painted houses, and got my AA, and then I went to Sac State, got my
Well, Ed, we're delighted that you stayed, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called. 349-1320, 866 626 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. We have one line open. 349-1320. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 68, 69. Highs tomorrow and in the afternoon, 94, 95. We're at 91 at the River City. Our traffic, northbound Cap City Freeway, just north of Exposition Boulevard. Looks like we have a three-car crash there, southbound I-5, just north of Laguna Boulevard. A vehicle on the right-hand side. And northbound 99 at 12th Avenue. It looks, I'm not sure. Let me just check it out. I believe there's a vehicle that is on fire at 99 and 12th Avenue. You might want to stay off there. I believe emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Back with more Enid Live. Lisa West here at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
If Mother Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Trent Patterson, how fast do you need your internet to be? Because we know how you are, Trent. You go all out no matter what you're doing. Well, AT&T has a choice of internet speeds for a reason, from fast to super fast and at a better price than cable. You want to download movies, design websites, that sort of thing? Or do you just want to check emails and share photos? With AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet, we've got the fastest internet in town for the price. Like $12.99 a month for the first 12 months when you order online. So that's Trent's world. For everybody who's not Trent, if we can deliver to a speed demon like him, then we have a solution for you, too. If you switch right now from your old cable company to the new AT&T, you can get 3 months free. Visit att.com for all the details. You just know Trent's going to get that super fast speed, don't you? The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Price comparison against major broadband competitors. For new customers only, 12-month term. 3 months free bill credit applies after third month and excludes taxes and any premium charges. For details of additional charges, restrictions, or requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll-free or visit att.com/offer details. Not available in all areas.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do, like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
$4.25 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. It is our usual Friday flea market. It's the Idea Lab. We're talking about all kinds of stuff today. But one of the things we're talking about is I got an email from one of you yesterday, if you're just joining us, from Beth. And she said, people don't move here, they wind up here. So one of the things I've said about Sacramento is the sense I have is not enough people love it, and too many people are just here to strip mine it and leave, and maybe that's why we don't have our thinking caps on about how to deal with the homicide rate, how to deal with the education problems. Instead, you want a one-size-fits-all arena that we're going to get stuck with, I hope not, for a quarter-cent sales tax increase. And I don't think that's going to solve it. It doesn't make us world-class. When you love a place, it's like a person who's beautiful. If all they have are the implants, forget about it. If they're beautiful from the inside, it sort of flows out. Do you know what I mean? 349-1320, we have one line open. And I was sharing with you Marlena Spieler, who I think lives in London part of the year with her husband, but she grew up in Sacramento. She'd come back, and she and Daryl Cordy made a circuit of all these places to eat, and she has listed them. And these were all in the San Francisco Chronicle. Maybe they have been separately reviewed in the Sacramento papers. They probably have through the years, but I haven't seen them all in one place. And it was great to see them all in one place. And she was just ecstatic about the food here, and particularly the ethnic food. So I will share that with you. Margie in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment on people's attitude towards Sacramento, because I've never been happier. I've been here 3 years, and I spent 25 years in the Bay Area, and I was raised in Chicago. And I'm here to say that basically those places had lots and lots of stuff to do, but it was a huge hassle to do them. Long drive, get dressed up, big deal, expensive tickets. Here I just feel like going to something, I throw something on and go, and I just love that. The second thing is that I believe that when I first moved to the Bay Area, it felt very warm and friendly, and it has changed a lot. When I first moved to Sacramento, I feel like it's a very friendly and warm place. And the third thing is that in the Bay Area, towards the last year I was there, I noticed that people talk about nothing but stock options and real estate values, and that's very rude, according to my mommy, and I just hate that. And here, God, I got myself into a political group of people, and I could not be happier. Broke, but happy.
So in every way, it has felt more comfortable to be here.
Oh, yeah. My friends, when they come to visit me, they used to say, oh, you should come back, you should come back. I had a friend visit me about a month ago, and she says, you're never coming back. You're happier than you've ever
which
been
part of the
life,
which
I am.
Which part of the Bay Area did you live in, Marie?
I lived in Sunnyvale, Mountain View, that area.
Okay. And it's an hour and a half away. You can make an easy trip in whenever you feel like seeing your friends.
Yeah, but they're more likely to come here.
Really?
I can't afford to go anywhere there either, So basically, I still see people, but they're more, once in a while I go there, sure. But I'm busy here. I mean, I had lots of free time because I was very lonely and I felt isolated. It was a gradual thing that I didn't realize was happening when I lived there. And the minute I hit this place, I just kept meeting really nice people and having a good time and just doing things. Well, I've never looked back.
Oh, I'm delighted that you called. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Well, I feel the same way about the people in Sacramento. I have met wonderful people here, and I did the last time around and this time around as well. So I have to second what Margie has said. And also, I think it's easy to, well, the traffic, though, there is a traffic situation. When I was back home in the land that time forgot, for example, my watch stopped, and I said, oh, no, I need a battery. And I think it had stopped here. When it stopped here, I had to think, well, where would I go? Where do I go to do this? Because now I get, and then I remembered a jeweler, but that jeweler's about half an hour away, and then I'd have to go there, and then probably they'd make me come back. So it's all these trips. And when I was in the land that time forgot, I understand the impulse of doing something and getting there quickly. It was 10 minutes away. The guy did it while I waited. I was out of there in 2 seconds, and I thought, oh, this is really lovely. Diane, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello?
Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Enid?
I am very well, thank you.
Great. Well, I've taken a position in Sacramento, and I commute from Southern Oregon every weekend.
You do?
So it's a 300-mile drive for me each way that I do every week.
Wow.
And I chose Sacramento over other places, Portland and Seattle, because I find Sacramento is just, I've rented a little place down on Capitol and 25th. The community feels like it's a close community. There's high-end consultants down there. There's very regular kind of, I won't say regular, but, you know, middle class and folks down there. There's single-family homes, people in duplexes, triplexes. I find the community absolutely vibrant. And the food, where I live in Southern Oregon, in Ashland, is a fantastic place for restaurants. And, I mean, my neighborhood within 3 or 4 blocks in Sacramento, you know, beats them just hands down practically for what you were talking with that woman who was writing the food section.
Well, Diane, first of all, what kind of work do you do?
I'm in consulting for the public sector.
All right. So, and you could have lived in Portland, which is a wonderful town. I love Powell's. And, mm-hmm. and Seattle, I think, is also just a fantastic place.
Absolutely.
But you felt more comfortable here?
Well, part of the reason, I grew up in Orange County in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
So I have roots in California with family and all. But the other thing, I think the economy and the politics in California are such a bellwether for the rest of the country, and the sorts of things that I personally am learning about the public sector I do work within I think it's a huge wealth of information about understanding how the systems work, or actually how they don't work, for my own contribution, so to speak.
Diane, which part of Sacramento do you live in?
I rent a little place on 25th and Capitol.
Okay, so you're down Midtown. You're in
right.
Midtown, right?
Right.
Oh, that's a lovely. That is really lovely, and you can walk to a lot of places.
Yeah.
And
the one thing I might comment is that like, for instance, you know, I commute. I come back, and my kids and everything are in Southern Oregon. There's a gentleman that's in our office that commutes from Boise, Idaho. Another gentleman commutes from Chattanooga. My neighbor in the duplex, he spends most of his time, well, about in Washington, D.C. or San Diego. So there's probably a lot of people that maybe aren't kids in school and the taxes and having that.
Well, I want to say something about that. If there's a significant population, don't forget about the legislature. The legislators also, most of them are commuting from their districts. So the question is, if you're not a full-time resident here, do you roll up your sleeves and care about it, or do you take advantage of it while you're here and then you take off again on the weekend?
Yeah, so, you know, like I say, I'm not even sure how my tax return is going to be filed next year, to be truthful.
Diane, I thank you very much. This is very interesting to find out that this whole pocket of people who are doing exactly what you're doing. Thanks very much for the information. 349-1320. I knew a doctor and a pretty high-powered one who lives here, but she was commuting from here to Denver. I don't know if she's still doing it. So during the week, she worked in Denver, and every weekend she flew home to Sacramento and to her family. I think that's it's a very interesting thing that people are doing with their lives and where they decide to work and where they decide to live. Maggie in Fair Oaks, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi there.
Hi, Maggie.
Well, I've been listening to the conversations here. I when I first called, I wanted to speak to the Northwest thing, but I have to say, Sacramento is a terrific place. I've spent over 20 years in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, and then moved to a little town of 10,000 in Canada in the province of Saskatchewan, only to come back to Sacramento and find that it's just a fabulous place.
What brought you back? What brought you back here, and why did you go to such a small place in Saskatchewan?
My partner.
Oh.
And I came back to take care of my aging parents.
Oh, I see.
And it's a wonderful place. I find that a lot of the people that I knew when I lived here are still active musically, and the artist community has grown exponentially. It's just I really enjoy it. And not to mention, it's so beautiful. I mean, I'm about a 10-minute drive away from the American River, and I absolutely love it down there. And the trees, I mean, of course, I was living on a prairie, so I really missed the trees. But what a great place it is. And there was a time when I was one of those Bay Area snobs, you know.
Well, there's a lot of, you know what, there's plenty of snobbishness to go around in the Bay Area. They're one of the chief manufacturers of snobbery.
You know, one of your previous callers also said that the Bay Area had changed. She lived there for 25 years, and I felt the same way. The Bay Area really had changed, and a lot of that community sense that we had in our neighborhood just wasn't there anymore after about 15, 20 years. It just seemed like a whole different place.
Well, it also depends on where you are in your life, too, and what you're doing, whether you're in the beginning. You know, for some places are great to live in, small towns, but not when you're in your 20s because there's not enough going on. But when you're older, sometimes it's really wonderful to be in those places.
I concur.
So there's a right place for you at the right time in your life, and in this time of your life, Meg, it sounds like this is exactly the place, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jeremy in Yuba City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
Well, I certainly don't want to offend anyone, but I'd have to agree with the caller who said you kind of end up here. It's not someplace I planned to go, and I ended up here. And compared to other places I've lived, I've enjoyed other places more.
Okay, tell me. I'm glad that you are taking the other view, because we've had everybody saying that they loved it. First of all, how did you wind up here? A job?
My wife is in the military, so you can say I'm following her around.
Okay.
We've been blessed to live in some very liberal places. I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, and then we spent the last 3 to 4 years in Boston, Massachusetts, and have loved some of those places. And what I find that really turns me off about here is not Sacramento, the city, because I think the city is nice, but when you get out of the city, you find that there's such a drastic difference between the people in the city and the areas outside, both politically as well as financially. There's so much, such a difference in poverty level between the city and once you get out, and you don't see that in some other areas of the country.
Give me an example of what you're talking about. I know the city, so what are you talking about when you're comparing outlying districts? Which places are you comparing to Sacramento?
Well, I live in Yuba City, and when we first moved here, we had hoped that we'd be able to live in Sacramento, and my wife would be on base, and we'd be able to live somewhere in between and enjoy Sacramento a little more. And unfortunately, once you get out of the city, there isn't as many places with good amenities, you know, nice places to live, good neighbors, things like that around. And especially the Yuba City, Marysville area, it's just, there's a lot of, you know, inherent poverty around of just people that are really having hard times. And it's, growing up in Boston and Milwaukee, Madison, that area, you just didn't see that as obvious in the areas outside of the big cities. And I think that might just be a regional in California in general. It seems that you've got your great cities with a lot of money in it, but once you get out, it's just not there.
So, are you? What about when you're in Sacramento? The you know, the restaurants, the arts establishment, go to the zoo, just driving around, movies. Do you find that music? I mean, do you find that interesting? Or are you?
I do. I think that Sacramento itself does have a lot to offer. But
the sprawl, there's...
Where we are, you know, it's a 45-minute drive to Sacramento, and it's often just very difficult to do in order and to make our money less for making money out here.
Are you out in Yuba City because it was more economical to be there?
Absolutely.
That you could afford it, and it was tougher to afford someplace closer in? Is that what you're saying?
It was mainly that, and then the commute, just the driving time and traffic from... from the area back out to the base here.
Oh, I see. Okay. Jeremy, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. Do you like living here, or is it, as Beth suggests, not the place that people move to, but the place that you wind up in? I'd like to hear the pro. I'd like to hear the con, if those of you who don't like it here. And I think he's got a point about the sprawl. Sacramento itself is lovely, but that sprawl around Sacramento can be so problematic, and you wonder about the zoning, and then you got communities that'll just that don't care about anything but development, and so they've grown way too fast. I think Roseville maybe is a little bit like that. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, Enid, I would like to comment. Ring, ring. Lisa West is calling you on the phone. You know, I grew up in Wyoming, moved to Montana, lived in Philadelphia for a while, Colorado, Arizona, went to Arizona State for a minute. But I've got to tell you that I love Sacramento, and what I like about Sacramento the most, and you're right, the pay is not really very good, and the two-bedroom house is $800-$900. But the people, it's such a melting pot. You, Lauren, and everybody here, I just enjoy. Everyone is so smiley and shiny.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Lisa West.
And that is why Sacramento is cool.
Well, thank you.
Because you know what's not cool about Sacramento is South End 99. Always, it's insanely thick. About 50 miles per hour, we are just past it. But at Fruit Ridge Road, we do have a major traffic hazard there as well. Also, a collision westbound 50 and northbound 16th Street. And we have a traffic hazard eastbound I-80 just east of 84. Now, that's a woodland, but it's blocking traffic on into our wonderful city of Sacramento. Eastbound 50 at 59th Street, we have a minor injury collision. There are three cars have gotten into it. And a major injury in a 41st Avenue at Franklin Boulevard, so stay clear of that as well. Lows tonight, 69. Highs tomorrow, we're going to see right around 93, 94. We're at 91 here in the River City. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Come and experience the Rolls-Royce Bentley of the cigar world.
Tobacco Republic is proud to announce the Gurkha event.
Saturday, August 19th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
This event happens only once a year, and Roy McLaren, Vice President of Gurkha, will be on hand to answer questions.
And present the Warlord,
Grand Age,
Titan,
Beast,
and G3 lines.
The introduction is officially slated for late September, but Tobacco Republic will have the early release.
Come and treat your taste buds to a truly exceptional cigar experience.
There will be free samples on hand.
And there will be a drawing for a box of Black Beauties.
The only box available in the United States.
You'll find the packaging as unique as the fine blends of rare tobaccos.
Bucks Barbecue will be on hand with freshly barbecued meat.
And wine tasting will be provided by Carpe Vino.
Make sure to put this date on your calendar.
August 19th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis.
This is the one cigar event you don't want to miss.
The Gurkha Cigar Event.
This Saturday at Tobacco Republic.
Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Most of us get too little omega-3s in the foods we eat. I'm Bob Harris for Smart Balance. Chances are you've tried our delicious Smart Balance buttery spread, popcorn, and omega peanut butter. Now we're introducing a great new light mayonnaise. It's Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and natural plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo gives you 500 milligrams of omega-3s per tablespoon and helps offset the dietary cholesterol in eggs and other foods. You don't need all that fat and mayonnaise to make delicious sandwiches and salads. Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise has half the fat and calories and natural plant sterols plus an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise and get omega-3s and natural plant sterols as a healthy bonus. Check it out on smartbalance.com.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, Winco, and Albertsons. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees, having trouble with just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief, 1-888-808-3939.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs, like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away 1-866-865-2211.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Ooh, so fine. 4:45 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Can you tell? I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. The lines are full. When they open up, I'll give you the numbers again. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. And I do want to tell you the few places that Marlena Spaler said don't miss. Places to eat, Biba's, Andy DeWin on Broadway, Cordy Brothers, I've already mentioned that. Wong Land Sandwiches, I hope I've said that right, Pacific Plaza, 6930 65th Street, Jamie's Bar and Grill, 427 Broadway at 5th, Jumbo Seafood She Loves at 5651 Freeport Boulevard at Fruit Ridge, Lemongrass, of course, Asian Grill and Noodle Bar, Labu, on Howe at Enterprise, Malouf's Taste of Lebanon, 1433-G Fulton Avenue near Arden Way, and then I'll name some more. She loves this one place. It's got a really odd name for burgers, and I'll get to that. Catherine in Del Campo. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Welcome.
I am so glad to have found you. This is my third day listening to you. I've lived in this area since the year 1999, and I have looked for a station like this, and I found it 3 days ago.
Oh, my goodness. How did you happen to find us?
By accident. My finger hit the button, and it didn't quite go to the next setting, and it landed on you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm delighted that it did.
And at first you said, this is Enid at the Love Channel, L-O-V-E. I thought, what in the world have I got?
Is that what it sounded like, the Love Channel?
Oh. Yeah, instead of the left, it sounded like you said love. And I thought, and then I realized what you were saying, and I thought, well, this is neat, because I actually looked for a news channel other than Fox and to listen to on the way into work and stuff, and I couldn't find anything.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled that you found us. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I have a comment. I moved here from the Bay Area. I grew up in Palo Alto.
Uh-huh.
Lived there my whole life.
Uh-huh.
Except for a while when I moved to Santa Cruz, which was fun.
Yes, it is.
And there are wonderful things about the Bay Area. I still go there at least once a week because I have musical activities that I do there, and I have friends there. But, you know, I live in, well, a campo, but basically I live in Lodi, which is really tiny mm-hmm. and really a nice little town. And
how did you wind up there from the Bay Area? What brought you there?
I'm not sure I'm understanding your question, but if it's how did I arrive here? I wanted to buy a house, and it was the only place I could afford to buy a house was the north end of Stockton at that time. And I didn't know anything about the area, and when I first lived here for about the first 4 years, I thought I'd landed in a real pit because the crime rate was just astounding to me. and the fact that it didn't seem like anybody really gave a, you know, whatever to fix it, I was pretty much upset, and I didn't know how to get back to the Bay Area because I really can't afford to live there, and that really annoys me because I grew up there. But and it's a snotty place. It can, I mean, the next time I hear somebody talk about their net worth and their portfolio, I'm going to smack them in the face. That's how much I hate it. But I didn't know that there were any liberals in this area. I mean, I thought it was a whole valley full of conservatives. And not that I hate conservatives or anything. It's just that I, you know, I wanted a little bit of a breath of fresh air once in a while. And so I'm glad you're here.
Well, Catherine, I'm delighted that you found us. I hope you'll tell
and
you.
And I'm glad to hear people say good things about Sacramento, because other than the old town, which I've been to, my impression just from listening to the news and stuff TV was that it was really awfully crime-ridden, and that the educational scores were so bad that nobody gave a crap about the education system, and they were all for buying arenas and stuff, which seems to me, when you've got real problems, that buying an arena is not where to spend your money. But hey, you know, what do I know? So I'm glad that there's other people that are there, and I'm sorry if I'm talking over you, but I'm in my on my cell phone in my noisy little car.
Well, Catherine, I am delighted that you found
us. It's not a hybrid and a total gas saver, but it's as close as I could afford.
I'm delighted that you found us, and I'm delighted that you called us. I hope you'll call us again, and thanks very much for doing it.
You're totally breaking up. I'm going to have to go.
Okay, thanks, Catherine. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Alan and Gold. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alan.
How are you doing, Enid?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I typically listen to mostly right-wing stations,
mm-hmm.
but I flipped yours on today, and I thought, let me hear what the other side says, and it said, you know, from the left side, and I thought, how refreshing that, you know, at least you're being honest with it, and I sure appreciate it. I also live, met my wife in Sacramento, and I love Sacramento. We live here in Galt, but we go to Sacramento frequently to go see plays because we love all the plays that are available
mm-hmm.
in Sacramento.
Tell me quick, Alan, because we have to take a break. But so tell me quick. So you're loving Sacramento, or you're loving the proximity to the Bay Area?
No. I was raised in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And in the Bay Area, it has nothing for me. In fact, I can't remember the last time I went to the Bay Area. But I love Sacramento, and I love the fact that there's all kinds of places to go and people to see and things to do.
And it's a manageable size, and you can get to a place without a huge hassle.
Exactly.
You can get to where you're going generally without a huge hassle, although there can be some serious traffic problems around here.
Right. And the thing is just knowing how to navigate it. And see, my wife and I and daughter, we love the water and all the water and rivers around it, too. And so it's so centrally located, and it's wonderful. And the history that's around here and the opportunities to go to see history because of the gold rush and everything. There's so many opportunities, and I don't think that, and the reason I called is because there was a guy saying there's all these poor communities around. Yeah, maybe there are, but there's a lot of rich communities around, and I'm talking about rich in history, rich in wonderful places to live, not money-wise, but just cool places culturally.
Alan, I'm delighted that you called. I hope you'll continue to listen to us. We need to take a break now, but feel free to call in even when we disagree, which we are. If you're listening to the right-wing stations, we're going to do. But I'm glad to hear what you had to say about Sacramento. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yeah, and you see that guy is from near where I'm from, and he's just so nice. Everyone in Galt and Lodi and Elk Grove just so happy.
Oh, yeah, everybody on Prozac?
Yeah. We're a breath of fresh air. But traveling to get to Galt, Lodi, and Stockton sometimes isn't as fun. South Bend 99 by Free Ridge Road, very slow. We do have a couple of accidents on through by Mack Road. There's a four-car crash there. So if you're wondering why you're sitting back there, that is exactly what is going on. Eastbound 50 just west Up East Street looks like southbound Cap City Freeway at East Street. I have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
News 10 now, I'm Dale Shornack. In-N-Out Burger in Placerville is in the middle of a sizzling controversy. The beef is not about burgers or fries. It's about a couple of palm trees planted outside the restaurant. Apparently, In-N-Out didn't have permission to plant the palms. Palms are a company logo, you know. But the Planning Commission says palms in Placerville are a non-native species, and they got to go. In-N-Out is appealing. We've got this story covered like grilled onions on a cheeseburger deluxe on News 10 at 5.
Going back to school starts with going to Safeway, your one-stop shopping destination for school supplies. You'll find everything your kids need. Notebooks, paper, pens, pencils, glue sticks, and more. Plus a huge assortment of backpacks and lunchboxes. And save time and gasoline by ordering from home at Safeway.com. You get the same club card savings online as you do at the store. And our friendly drivers will deliver right to your front door. Start this school year right by shopping at Safeway.com. Today online or at Safeway with your club card, Rancher's Reserve boneless beef cross rib or chuck steak in the value pack is $1.99 a pound. Red Lion Nectarines, a Safeway exclusive, are 10 pounds for $10. And Dairy Glen gallon milk is 2 for $3.99. Second item will reflect savings at check stand. How do you save on the rising cost of gasoline? You shop at Safeway. Every time you spend $50 in one shopping trip, you'll earn 10 cents off per gallon of gas. See store for details. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Sacramento summer's making your house feel like an oven? Now you can protect it from the blistering heat with the same product NASA uses on its spacesuits. Radiant Barrier Heat Shield, the smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
$4.57, we don't have a lot of time left, and I'll share this place for burgers, Nationwide Freezer Meats. Did you know about it? On 8th Street near 20th. Marlena Spangler loves it. Ellen in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ellen. Ellen? Are you there? Hello, hello. Ellen?
Hello.
Welcome. You're live with Enid on it.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Investigators in Boulder, Colorado remain mum as they try to nail down the facts about John Mark Carr and his suspected connection to the JonBenet Ramsey murder. But CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobiella has learned they had Carr arrested because of things he said in emails.
John Carr was writing about details of the Ramsey home that the general public wouldn't have known, details that hadn't been made public, about a staircase, about a check stub on John Ramsey's desk in the amount of $118,000, and details about the basement where JonBenet was killed.
$118,000 was the amount demanded in a ransom note found at the scene. CBS News has also learned that Carr has discussed details of the victim's body that aren't public knowledge. The investigation today included a search at California's San Quentin prison. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has that part of the story.
John Mark Carr's interest in the Polly Class murder was so intense that he moved here to the small town north of San Francisco where Class was kidnapped and murdered. Mark Class is Polly's father.
I am deeply disturbed by the idea that this guy was obsessed with my daughter's case to the point that he moved his entire family to Petaluma.
Carr has claimed to have been in contact with Class's killer on death row, but officials at San Quentin prison found no indication of that. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Petaluma, California.
With thousands of Shiite Muslims converging on Baghdad to mark a holy day, the Iraqi government has imposed a ban on vehicles in parts of the capital. Last year, rumors of a suicide bomber caused a stampede that killed 1,000 people. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports a U.S. Army paratrooper who deserted returned to North Carolina today.
Sergeant Ricky Clausing says he's at peace and ready to face military judgment.
I left fully knowing that there would be a point in time when I would have to return and face whatever consequence they were going to give me, and that's basically what I'm doing.
Clausing is back at Fort Bragg. He left there in the middle of the night a year and a half ago after spending 5 months in Iraq. He says he was fed up, angry, and dismayed with U.S. military actions in the Middle East. Jim Grisula, CBS News.
Ford dealers' lots are packed with trucks and SUVs that don't sell well when gasoline prices are high. Ford announced today it will temporarily shut down 10 assembly plants as it cuts production by 21%. Boeing still has enough orders for giant C-17 military cargo planes to keep its Long Beach, California plant busy for a few more years, but workers have been put on notice that their jobs might not last forever.
One hand, they're telling us to keep our hopes up and confidence in the future. At the same token, they don't want to put out any false hopes.
The plant's future depends on future military orders. 7,000 people work there, and part suppliers across the country employ 25,000 more. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrial's up 46 points to finish the week at 11,381. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 8-26-06.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
The Little League World Series is underway in Pennsylvania. Reporter Tim Millard met some parents who almost had to stay home.
When the team from Columbia, Missouri found out it was heading to the series, parents like Katie Burkett found out they couldn't afford to follow their sons.
It was a very touching story. We had one little boy looked at his dad and said, "Dad, I guess you're not going to be able to come to Williamsport to see me."
But within 3 days, the town pitched in $30,000 toward travel costs for the parents.
It brings tears to my eyes and to my husband's, who never cries.
Lori Osborne says the money won't cover everything, but they're glad they could make it. Tim Millard for CBS News, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
In Wellersburg, PA, an SUV ran off a road and crashed into a tree. When police arrived, 33-year-old Albert Boyce told them he wasn't driving. It was his 4-year-old son who was sitting on his lap and turned the wheel too far. Officers noticed a cooler and an open 30-pack of beer in the vehicle. Boyce, Sr., is charged with drunken driving and child endangerment.
At Future Nissan, it's our inventory reduction sale. Right now, Future Nissan has new 06 Nissan Sentra 1.8S Special Editions for $13,457. 10 to choose from. These Sentras are loaded with air, power windows, automatic transmission, and CD players. Starting at just $13,457 after your $2,250 factory rebate. Plus, Future Nissan has 1.23% financing on approved credit. All during Nissan's once-a-year bottom-line national sales event. Future Nissan in the Roseville Auto Mall, I-80 Eureka Road.
Every hour of every day, another person is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Pedal with a purpose and join the Northern California chapter of the National MS Society and hundreds of cyclists who will travel from the wine country to the California coast in the 22nd annual MS 150 Waves to Wine Bike Tour, sponsored by Genentech. The two-day event will take place on September 9th and 10th and will benefit thousands of Northern California residents living with MS. Register today by calling 1-800-FIGHT-MS or visit norcalmsbiketours.org.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to hour three of the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until seven as you dash into the arms of the weekend, which is everybody is making a frantic dash to do. I want to remind you that your homework assignment as you're dashing into the arms of the weekend is to tell three to five people every single day that we're here, that 1320 exists on the AM dial, that Enid Live is here from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320. I want to remind you, too, that I'm going to be at the Democratic Picnic tomorrow. This is Nevada County, 1 to 4, Condon Park, Mini Street and Butler Road, Grass Valley. It's going to be catered barbecue. Charlie Brown is going to be speaking, and I will, too, and there's going to be music, and there's going to be a great door prize and raffle. And somebody called in and said they wouldn't come unless they could do disc golf, and I can't speak to that. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that or not. I can't tell you. Here's what we're talking. We're talking about a lot of different things, as usual, and I want to get into some politics, too, and all kinds of stuff, controversial cartoon that ran in the News and Review. But Marlena Spieler, who lives most of the year in London, but who writes about food for the San Francisco Chronicle and who grew up in Sacramento, just did a sort of culinary magical mystery tour of Sacramento. And she put together a whole list of places that she thinks is just great. And she thinks there's great food in Sacramento. And we've been talking about an email that I got from Beth. And Beth says, Sacramento is not the place you move to. It's the place you wind up in. And I wonder what your thoughts are about that. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. And here are some of the places that Marlena Spieler likes. She also likes the Waterboy at 2000 Capitol Avenue. She likes Sam's Kosher Style Restaurant and Deli at 8121 Greenback Lane at near Fair Oaks. I don't know if I can say this, Stolichnaya, I think, Russian Restaurant, 5601 Watt Avenue, number 2. In North Highlands, Red Sea Food Market she likes on 65th near Sky Parkway. She loves the Pacific Plaza Shopping Center, Stockton Boulevard, and 65th. Visit the supermarket for hard-to-find Asian produce. Osakaya at 10th Street near W, she thinks is good. And New Edoko, 1724 Broadway, and as I said earlier, Nationwide Freezer Meats. Again, she likes Biba, Cordy Brothers, and so on. So those are some of the places that she really thinks are terrific. And you can access it, I think, if you go to the sfgate.com. Beth in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm sorry, who?
Beth, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Are you the Beth who emailed me by any chance?
Yes, that's me. Don't beat me up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I purposely left that email really short and kind of blunt because I wanted to see what people would say. And I'm all at Twitter. You've been talking about me for an hour. But, yeah, I just wanted to, and the purpose of full disclosure, I don't hate Sacramento. I don't want anyone to think I do, but the reason that I have a chip on my shoulder was spoken so perfectly by Ellen right before the commercial break. She said she thought she was going to get a good thing, and she got a real estate agent who bamboozled her. She's getting her bike stolen, and she has to put extra locks on her door. And in my personal experience, you know, for every for every Victorian-lined street in Midtown, there's 5 Oak Parks, and there's 10 Arden Arcades, and I live there. And, boy, you know, after having your car broken into and your house burglarized, and you just get so cynical. And, you know, Midtown is nice, but Midtown is a block, and all the rest of us are on the fringes, and it just kind of sucks.
So wait a minute. You're living on the fringes of Midtown, and you're saying that the crime problem is really it's really awful for you?
Well, I don't live on the fringes of Midtown. I live in Arden Arcade.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
hear that. I wish I lived on the fringes of Midtown. But, you know, the...
And so you're telling me about the crime in Arden Arcade is really pretty horrible?
It's just bad everywhere. Oh, well, no, that's a generalization. It's bad where I live, and I know that it's bad in other areas on the outskirts where... There aren't the pretty houses, and there aren't the high-end restaurants.
Well, you can't keep them out. You know, I don't care how many gates you build. People who are you know, when crime is so rampant, as it appears to be here, they're going to find a way to get there, and they're going to want to go to the pretty houses and the big houses and the nice neighborhoods, because that's where the loot is.
That's true. And
well, Beth, why are you here? Let me ask you this question. What brought you here?
Well... I went to UC Davis and lived in an apartment there, and it was gorgeous, and I loved it. And eventually I got work in Sacramento, so did my husband, and the commute from Davis to Sacramento was just brutal. That causeway is awful. So we got an apartment in Sacramento, and it was nice for a while, and then we thought, you know what, we should buy a house, because renting is no good. And that's when it went down the toilet. That's when our story starts to... sound a lot like Ellen.
Because you bought a house in Arden Arcade?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were naive. We didn't really take a look around the neighborhood. We assumed that our real estate agent saw that we were, you know, nice, intelligent people and would put us in a nice, intelligent neighborhood. And it just doesn't always go that way.
Well, you got to do your homework, too.
Well, yeah, I know that now. Thanks.
So you're here, and you're still enjoying your jobs?
I do enjoy my job, and so does my husband. He actually, you know that Cordy Brothers, there's a veterinary hospital right there.
Uh-huh.
He works there.
Oh, he does. Okay.
It's a great little hospital. He loves his job. I love my job. But, you know, your income doesn't get you where it used to.
No, but...
And our income landed us here.
Well, but, you know, you don't have to stay here. You could sell the house and move elsewhere. Is that not a possibility?
It's interesting you said that. Our house has been on the market for 6 months. No one...
Well, from what I read in the papers, it's becoming a soft housing market.
Yeah, it's pretty much the worst it's been in, like, at least 10 years. So I kind of blame the market, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, we're trying to sell. We'll sell eventually, but it's just rough. And so
you know, I want to say something, too. It isn't, no place is perfect, but sometimes the thing you think you want, the universe has a different idea for you, and it gives you the thing you think you don't want, and you wind up, enough time elapses down the line, and you think, you know, I didn't want that. But it wound up being better for me than the thing I thought I wanted. Sometimes that happens with relationships, and sometimes that happens with places. And if it happens that you're in a place that is not comfortable and it isn't a good fit, sometimes just that catalyst of it not being comfortable and not being a good fit pulls you into forces you to stretch your muscles and forces you into a place that is a better fit. So, you know, I'm always looking for the silver lining, Beth, but I loved your email, and I'm glad that you sent it to me, and I hope your house sells, and I hope it sells quick. And you have just gotten a great real estate commercial on AM 1320. So thanks very much for the call and for the email. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Charlie Brown, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I heard you earlier. Going to have to. It's a beautiful park, but there is no frisbee golf up there, although lots of places for a frisbee.
Well, I'm sure that listener who called in is going to be very disappointed. He's probably going to stay home, Charlie.
Well, I hope it'll come up anyway. It's beautiful big pine trees, a nice shelter area. A couple people have some, couple of well-behaved dogs up there last year. Think it'll be a great turnout and a nice picnic, but no frisbee golf course.
I have to, I want to say a couple of things for, as long as you are here with us. There was a nice piece on page 3 in today's B about your new radio ad campaign against Steve Doolittle. I think that's a good move. And I'm wondering if you've gotten any money from the Democratic, whatever the agency is, the Democratic Party that funds candidates.
No money out of the DCCC. We're still working things here in the district. This is a grassroots, getting everybody here in the area. Like to encourage everybody in the Sacramento area that would like real flood control to help get Doolittle out of office. But we're running this out here among the local folks that support me and want to see some changes for the country.
I have something from the Daily Coast that somebody sent to me, because we've talked about where's Phil Angelides been, how has he been missing in action, and so on. And this is somebody who has got a blog, I guess, on the Daily Coast, and he says, I live in CA4. That means I have the opportunity to help unseat John Doolittle and elect a great candidate, Charlie Brown. He said, but it took 4 separate attempts at contacting that campaign for me to finally be able to volunteer a single time, and since then, he says, I have never heard back. And then he said, he goes on to say that Coase once had a similar story, that he signed up for a Republican campaign just as a test, and he received a phone call back within 24 hours. And I know that that's often the case, because in Colorado, in Denver, somebody wound up trying to volunteer both places, Republican and Democrat, just as a test. And the Republicans were back right away. And he says here, he said, I was actually helping. He said he didn't. He was sent out with minimal help, and, you know, not a lot of counseling as to what to do. And what he found wasn't that people were Republicans so much as that they were completely disinterested in politics. And so he felt at a loss, and he never came back, and he never heard back from your campaign. So I don't know how typical that is, but what would you say to that, Charlie Brown?
Well, we've run volunteer training last weekend on both Saturday and Sunday. We've been advertising it on the website. When we were doing this all with volunteers, we had a little bit of trouble getting everything organized. We've got some real good professionals running the campaign now. We are doing volunteer training. I have seen that article, and we're trying to contact the person. But, yeah, just sign up on the website now. The volunteer training's ongoing, and we're things put together to take Doolittle out.
Well, I hope you do it, and I am supporting you. And I would like to see Doolittle gone. And when is there going to be any kind of legal, when is he going to be in more public legal jeopardy? Because when Brent Wilkes sings, and when Abramoff is singing, and everybody is singing, how come Doolittle is still standing?
Well, we're still waiting to see. They're holding off sentencing so far on Rudy, which could be a key piece. You've also got Dave Lopez out there, another aide that's being looked at. So all comes down to these staffers and how much they actually want to talk now that they've either pled guilty, been convicted. They're the ones who know where the money went. And we've still got people going to go to jail. Just wheels of justice are turning slowly, but they're still turning out there.
Do you expect any kind of legal jeopardy for Doolittle before the election?
I honestly don't know. I just know that I wouldn't want to be waking up every morning or going to bed every night in his position, where you got to wonder when you wake up, is this the morning the indictment will come down? But that's up to the legal system.
Well, Charlie Brown, I think you'd be a great congressman, and so we're supporting you. And I'll be seeing you tomorrow at the Democratic Picnic, and that's at Condon Park, Mini Street, Butler Road, Grass Valley. And you're going to be talking, and I guess I'm going to be talking too, but I'll be listening to what you have to say, and I'll be delighted to see you.
Well, I'll bring a frisbee up if you want to play frisbee a little bit before we talk.
Well, you know what? You're going to win that game, because I'm not much of a frisbee player. But I appreciate the sentiment, Charlie.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks very much. Charlie Brown running for Congress against Deep Doolittle. Let's head over to Sherry in Sacramento. Hi, Sherry. You're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Sherry.
Okay. Well, I want to speak to the lady that I kind of want to call a snob, who was just talking about how awful Arden Arcade is. I hope her house sells really fast, because we really don't need her in Arden Arcade.
Oh, no. You're mad at Beth? Why, are you living in Arden Arcade?
Yes, I live in Arden Arcade, and I'm a good person, and there's a lot of good people that live there. And, you know, it's people who don't want to live there that make it really difficult. It's not the perfect place to live. It's a working-class place to live. And you know what? It's a place where I can afford to own a house by myself as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's not perfect. But
well, no place is perfect. Sherry, how old are you? Can I ask you?
I'm 45.
How long have you lived there?
Off and on for about 20 years.
How long have you owned the house?
7 years.
7 years. Has it appreciated in value?
It has tripled in value.
Tripled in value in Arden Arcade. Okay. And you sounds like you get along fine with your neighbors, and it's been a wonderful place for you to be.
Well, I get along fine with some of my neighbors, and it's the point is that you make your life, and if she's so miserable there, I hope her house sells fast, because we need people who want to get involved in the community and make it a better place to be. She doesn't seem to want to get involved. Fine. Move on, please. Let someone else. Because you know what? The other thing about Arcade is it's turning into an Orthodox Jewish community, because there's so many. It's in walking distance to two Orthodox synagogues.
Where is Arden Arcade? Is that over near Arden Mall?
I live in, behind Winterstein Adult School.
Oh, yeah.
At Northrop and Morris.
Okay.
Watt Avenue and Fulton, in between Watt and Fulton, Fair Oaks and Arden.
I think you're not too far from our radio station.
Probably.
Because we're at 80 and about a mile or so. Is that it? I'm getting the message here that you're only a mile or so away from our radio station.
Maybe.
So we're all in the same, neighborhood.
Right.
Okay.
And it's actually a very interesting neighborhood. It's a culturally diverse neighborhood even more now because of the synagogues. There's two Orthodox synagogues and one conservative synagogue. And people walk, you know, it's a very culturally diverse neighborhood. And, you know, if you want to live in Midtown, go live in Midtown. Okay, because we don't need you here.
Sherry, I thank you for the call. We reading her loud and clear, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, she was talking about Beth, who emailed me yesterday to say that people don't move to Sacramento. They wind up here. And we've had pro and con. We've had mostly pro, but we've had some con about living in Sacramento. No place is ever perfect, and you're always better off in the place that you resonate with. And sometimes there's no rational reason for why you do. In the land that time forgot, which I couldn't wait to escape from the minute I was old enough to do it, going back now makes me feel deeply comfortable, deeply nurtured, because my grandparents lived there, my parents lived there, my great-grandparents lived there, and I have relatives there and people I've known my whole life, and there's just something about it, even though it's a highly imperfect place and if, you know, by any other measure. So, you know, it's hard to quantify that stuff. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, and living here has made me happy, especially that this temperature right now, we're at 89 degrees. I love it. A little bit of wind. We have about 22% humidity. And our dew point, and thank you, Lauren, for finding this for me, is at 45 degrees Fahrenheit. So I really like that, too. All right, the traffic looking all right, too. Southbound 99 is back up to about 55, 60 miles per hour. Northbound Cap City Freeway, the American River South Edge. We do have a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road, but not blocking traffic, so we're good. Madison Avenue at Sunrise Boulevard, a hit and run, no injuries. Back with more Enid Live, I'm Lisa West.
Lisa West.
Yes, hi.
If the dew point is 45 degrees. What's the don't point?
You know what? That's all on the left-hand side of things.
Okay.
Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left today in 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Here's Jim.
Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Well, the stock market rally continues on the pretty good...
Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five 5:26 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about living in Sacramento. Some people love it, some people don't. And let's talk to Richard in Sac. Hi, Richard. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Richard. Enid, I'm on the road, and it's probably a bad signal, but I'm heading home to Rancho Murrieta, which is 2 miles inside Sacramento County line. I've lived there for 4 years before I lived in Sacramento City proper. And like people have said, never perfect. We're in a gated community, and we do have some crime, but it's within. It's, you know, and there.
You mean it's from your light-fingered neighbors?
Say again, please.
It's from your light-fingered neighbors?
Oh gosh, the signal is bad.
All right. Then I think you should call us back when the signal is better.
It's getting better now. Let me pull over. Maybe it's road noise. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
So are you saying that you love it in Rancho Murrieta?
Oh, yes, absolutely do love it.
Okay.
And it's a nice community. Of course, it is gated, and people say, oh, there's not. My wife and I always wanted to move there, so ultimately we did. But and there's crime there, so you should lock your doors. And we lived in an area called River Park in East Sacramento, which was also a nice area, well thought of, but there were things as far as even home invasion, so crime was a problem, and we were burglarized at least once.
And you're saying,
but there's a lot. It's a nice area in that it's well located. The climate is okay. You know, I've lived in Southern California, and there's no comparison in my heart. I've lived in Nevada, which is okay for raising children, but there's nothing else to do. And this is as good as it's going to get in California.
Well, Richard, thank you very much. It's a wonderful testimony to Sacramento or to the to Rancho Murrieta. Thanks very much for calling. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Steve and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Steve?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Hello, is this Enid?
It is.
Yes, I was wondering if you could talk about that area of Tahoe Forest land that Doolittle and Brown have an issue over.
Are you? I thought you were calling to talk about. I can't. I thought you were calling to talk about Sacramento.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, wait till we get to that other topic. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, ACC6-620-61320. A couple things that I want to add to the conversation. We've been having a pretty lively conversation because we had an email from Beth. And Beth said, Sacramento is not the place you move to. It's the place you wind up in. And what I have noticed coming back to Sacramento after a hiatus is that there's a tremendous crime rate. You have that even before the newspaper stories started telling us that the homicide rate is in the red zone. You just had the sense that there was just that undercurrent of crime. There you have education issues. And the idea that all this money would go to the arena, a new arena, is just preposterous. What a horrible waste of money. And I think that the thing is that there are a lot of people, at least judging by the calls today, who do love Sacramento. But I don't know if there are enough people who are rolling up their sleeves to get involved and to help it. And maybe I'm talking about the outlying areas. Maybe I'm talking about the sprawl. Maybe I'm talking about Carmichael. Maybe I'm talking about Citrus Heights. Maybe I'm talking, who knows, all of those areas. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the things that we talked about, have talked about this week, is the Middle East crisis. And a lot of the, in the reporting and in a lot of left circles, Israel was hugely demonized. I mean, it seems to me that there was enough blame to go around for everybody, but for some reason Israel seems to take the brunt of the blame when I don't think it's always warranted. And there was a cartoon in the Sacramento News and Review, and the cartoon was the Star of Israel, or Star of David, and Uncle Sam kind of hogtied by it, sitting in it and hogtied by it. And all the letters to the editor regarding that cartoon that I could see were all negative. And Melinda Welsh, who's really quite a wonderful person, I like her a lot, she is the editor of the paper, and she says it has had the phone ringing, this cartoon has had the phones ringing, the emails pouring in the past week. It's not the first or last time a cartoon about politics was misinterpreted to be about religion. So she's saying it's not about religion, it's about politics, and she says that's because cartoonists specifically use symbols to get their point across. In this case, the cartoonist used the Star of David symbol, which is displayed prominently on the flag of the government of Israel, to depict his view that Uncle Sam is locked into a single position in that region. But that, you know, I don't know about that. That cartoon is very powerful, and most of the letters find it offensive, distasteful. One person is dismayed, feels that it's anti-Semitic. People are shocked by it, and I don't see one positive letter about that cartoon. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So you may want to comment on that. And at the same time, when Andrew Young has gotten into trouble for making all kinds of remarks, and he is out at Walmart. He has left Walmart, so we'll be talking about that as well. So there, and a couple of Republicans have been caught making racist remarks too. So suddenly, it's the kind of thing that you don't expect that you are going to be seeing stories about by people who are the least likely to make that you think are the least likely to make these kinds of comments. Suddenly, it's all over it was George Allen this week. There was a Republican, somebody running for office, who was caught on videotape saying some awful things, racist things. And here's civil rights leader Andrew Young, who was hired to help Walmart improve its public image. And he announced that he was stepping down from his position as head of an outside support group. And he took a lot of flack for signing on with Walmart. I expected that he was going to be paid quite a lot of money for doing this. But anyway, he was stepping down from his position as head of an outside support group amid criticism for remarks seen as racially offensive. He is the former Atlanta mayor and a UN ambassador. He was hired by Working Families for Walmart in February. I think kind of like a PR sort of a situation. I think I was on the verge of becoming part of the controversy and I didn't want to become a distraction. He was once a close associate of Martin Luther King, and in a story in the Los Angeles Weekly, Andrew Young was asked whether he was concerned that Walmart causes smaller mom-and-pop stores to close. Well, he says, I think they should. They ran the mom-and-pop stores out of my neighborhood. But you see, there are the people who have been overcharging us. But you see, he said, those are the people who have been overcharging us, selling us stale bread and bad meat and wilted vegetables. And they sold out and moved to Florida. I think they've ripped off our communities enough. First it was the Jews, then it was the Koreans, and now it's Arabs. Very few black people own these stores. This is what Andrew Young said. He said, first it was the Jews, then it was the Koreans, and now it's Arabs. Very few black people own these stores. Young, who has apologized for the remarks, said he decided to end his involvement with working families for Walmart after he started getting calls about the story. Well, he was toast after those remarks. What are your thoughts about those remarks? 349-1320, 866-620-1620. Why aren't black people owning more of these stores? Why is Andrew Young making these kinds of remarks? How offensive do you find them? Is he right? Is he wrong? I don't see how he can be an effective public relations tool now, and I think he saw it, and I think Walmart saw it, and that was it. Adios. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69. Where I know we're at 89 here in the River City. Nice and breezy and beautiful for the weekend and to go hang out with Enid tomorrow. So you got to be over there on Saturday. Meanwhile, the traffic is pretty good as well. But westbound 50, just west of 65th Street, we have a two-car crash off the side of the road. So the traffic's going about 35-40 there. Eastbound 50, just west of Stockton Boulevard, it has been moved to the side of the road as well, so we really aren't slow. Eastbound 50 at northbound Cap City Freeway. Disabled vehicles about the only thing slowing things down there in the middle of the roadway. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are Smart Balance will be known for more than great buttery spread. Now we have a delicious peanut butter and a remarkable light mayonnaise. We call them Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and Omega Light Mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter is all natural with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. Like our spread, it has no hydrogenated oil and no trans fat. It has no added refined sugar, and you won't have to refrigerate it. So spreadable, it's incredible. We deep roast premium peanuts to give our Omega peanut butter extra flavor. And new Smart Balanced Omega Light Mayonnaise also gives you an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Plus, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol with half the calories of regular mayonnaise. New Smart Balanced Omega peanut butter and new Smart Balanced Omega Light Mayonnaise.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, and most other supermarkets. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Ah, yeah, hello. Professor Integer here to clear up some egregious mathematical errors. Jimmy here thinks that when you add, you'll end up with less. This is not mathematically possible, Jimmy.
Well, actually, I was speaking to SureWest Services, Professor. The more you add, the more they subtract.
But this doesn't add up.
Well, the savings sure do. You choose two new services like high-speed internet and residential phone service. SureWest subtracts $10 a month for a whole year. Add Digital Choice TV, they subtract $20 a month. Then add SureWest Wireless Service, and they subtract $30 every month.
So the more services you add, the more you save?
Precisely.
Ah, believer! I get it! I just wish I had invented it.
You add, SureWest subtracts, you save. Now that's new math everyone can love. Restrictions apply. Call 866-SureWest or go to SureWest.com. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, SureWest.
Everyone loves a party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the house party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this House Party.
My back was killing me for 20 years.
We're talking today with John Dietisch from Orangevale about the Good Feet store.
My back was pretty much in constant agony. It almost destroyed my life.
What did you try for relief?
I was willing to try anything, from drugstore remedies to doctors, even saw specialists. But relief, I didn't get any relief.
How'd you find the Good Feet store?
A friend of mine had been to the Good Feet store and actually sent me there. From the moment the folks at Good Feet Custom fit me with their arch support system, I began feeling better.
So Good Feet relieved your suffering?
I won't leave home now without them. Good Feet Arch Support saved my back and my life.
Do you have back issues, sore feet, tired legs, or heel problems? Take control of your life and come to the Good Feet store. Good Feet makes over 300 different arch supports here in the U.S. to fit most any need, any shoe, any lifestyle, and most come with a lifetime warranty. The Good Feet store, America's number one arch support in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Fairfield, and Stockton. Call 1-866-FIT-FEET, 1-866-FITFEET, like Paige says.
Everybody needs Good Feet.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
By 40 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. It's our usual flea market of ideas. We're talking about Sacramento a la carte. Marlena Spieler writing about how great it is to eat in Sacramento. She grew up here, but she lives most of the year in London and also, or did, I don't know, in Europe anyway, and writes about food for the San Francisco Chronicle on a regular basis. But she came back and did this wonderful culinary tour of Sacramento, and I clipped it from the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm going to go to some of those places. And we've been talking about Sacramento, yes or no, some of you calling in. Beth originated the conversation without realizing that she was by sending me an email saying that people don't move here, they wind up here. And we're also talking about this cartoon, which many people found offensive, and I sort of do too, because it's reminiscent of those Nazi kinds of cartoons. And you don't see it against the Hezbollah, you don't see it against Hamas, it's only Israel, more demonization of Israel. Israel's not perfect. But there it was in the News and Review, and all the letters to the editor that were published in the most recent edition, and it's dated August 17, are all negative. I didn't see one positive letter. Everybody was offended by it, and I am as well. And here's Andrew Young having to step down from Walmart, from which he took a big hit for joining this kind of Walmart-affiliated, kind of a satellite operation of Walmart's, or affiliated with Walmart, working families for Walmart. A lot of people thought that when he took that over, he was losing his credibility, probably being offered a lot of money by Walmart to essentially put a good public face on some of Walmart's practices, which have been controversial. And now he says he's leaving to avoid controversy, but he's probably been pushed out. I don't know that he jumped. I think he was pushed. And the reason that he was pushed is that he was interviewed in a Los Angeles weekly publication, and he was asked about whether he was concerned that Walmart causes smaller mom and pop stores to close. And he said, well, I think they should. They ran the mom and pop stores out of my neighborhood. But you see, these are the people who have been overcharging us, selling us stale bread and bad meat and wilted vegetables, and they sold out and moved to Florida. I think they've ripped off our communities enough. First it was the Jews, and then it was the Koreans, and now it's Arabs. Very few black people own these stores. Young apologized for these remarks, but said he decided to end his involvement with working families for Walmart after he started getting calls about the story. Things that are matter of fact in Atlanta, in New York, and Los Angeles tend to be a lot more volatile, he said. So I guess he's not really taking responsibility. What are your thoughts about his comments? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Marvin in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello.
Hi, Marvin. Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah. Initially, I was quite surprised when he did team up with Walmart. I thought that was inconsistent with what I thought he was about. But let me say this. What he said was a historical fact about those ethnic groups having mercantile situations within the black community. It's historically true. I grew up in New York. 99% of the merchants in the community that I grew up in were Jewish, and there was a transition. And that's all he said. Initially,
no, he was saying it, that may be true. It may be that there were Jewish store owners and Korean store owners, and now he's saying it's the Arabs who own the markets. And he says, and these are the people who've been selling the black community stale bread, bad meat, and wilted vegetables. You mean there was nobody helping out the black community? There was nobody selling good produce to the black community?
Well,
that's not, because he didn't say that. He only said that they ripped off the black community, essentially.
Of course, no. Of course they were. And as far as I'm concerned, as an African-American, I feel that the bottom line is this is our own fault for not having our own stores, because every community has people from the community that has stores and everything to sell them the products that they use, and we should do the same thing. So I think, basically, I think it's our own fault. I think, you know, those communities need to have people that live in the community and represent that particular ethnicity to sell them things. I mean, it's only normal. People come 50,000 miles away and know they can make money within the African-American community. The only people that don't know they can are the African-Americans themselves. They don't tend to open up stores and serve the community, and that's on them. That's their fault. But I don't see anything historically inaccurate with what he said.
Well, what he's saying, it wasn't that he was historically inaccurate about the stores, some of the store owners, but what he was blanketly doing was to say that they all ripped him off, those store owners ripped off African-Americans. And it's like saying all African-Americans are, fill in the blank, all Jews are, fill in the blank, all Caucasians are, fill in the blank. That's where you get into the bias part of it, and that comes out in his. That's where he got into trouble, I think, Marvin. I thank you for the call. Thank you very much. I hope you'll call us again. 349-1320, John in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
You talking to me?
I am, John. Welcome.
Okay. You know, it's almost satirical. It's almost like he expressed himself like a black comic. I don't know if you ever watched VET, but they're hilarious. It's almost like funny. Like realistic racism. And if you think about it, I don't know about you, but I've been in some of these bad stores. I've been in some of these low-income area stores, and I used to work in those areas. And I'll tell you what, some of that bread was substandard, and some of the prices for Coke and, you know, for a soda was like $2 or $1.75, and you get a six-pack for, you know, 99 cents at Walmart. So in a sense, it's almost like he expressed himself in a comical way. Like, just like,
what do you mean a comical way? But John, what was so comical about smearing all these groups of people, saying that they all, you know, it's just like racism, except it's a reverse form of racism. Well, I fail to see the comical aspect here.
Right, where ripping off somebody is different from saying that they're a bad person per se. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they're.
Well, if you're ripping off somebody, are you a good person?
Definitely, but I still think somebody ripped me off.
Definitely? Wait a minute. If you are ripping somebody off, are you a good person?
Well, like I said, I don't think he's saying that. He's not expressing that. He is saying
that all of that these ethnic groups, and he's painting with a broad brush, he is guilty of the racism that he has spent his whole life dedicated to fighting against, is the way I read it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Robert in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Well, hey, yes, hello, how are you?
Good,
well,
thank you.
I tend to disagree with you a little bit because, you know, lived in those communities and being black, you know, it might sound a little bit like racism, but honey, it's a little bit true.
Well, I'm sure there were people that ripped off blacks. I'm sure that that was the case. But to paint all these groups as being the ripper offers of blacks, and I think is racist, really. I think he could have been more. He's a man who used to be a diplomat to the United Nations. He could have been way more nuanced.
Well, he might have not been using the politically correct method, but he just, I mean, what he said is true. And yes, they did charge
high. All the Jews, all the Arabs, all the Koreans, all ripped off blacks? All of them? Every single one of them?
I'm telling you that this is the way that it was. I mean, they were, you know, the one guy said that it's our fault for not being able to, or not having the stores. Well, if you can't get the loans, you can't have the stores. But they can, and they did, and they, and I think they were consciously overcharging people for our stuff that was inferior. You know, he's right.
Everybody was always overcharging people for stuff that was inferior.
No, not everybody.
All right, so, but I mean, that's the way he makes it sound. Were some people overcharging? I imagine they were. Were other people fair and charging fairly? I'll bet there were some people who did that too. But
well, I understand what you're saying. You need to walk a mile in their shoes before that you can say that it ain't true.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying people weren't ripped off. But what I am saying is here is a former ambassador to the United Nations who must understand something about diplomacy. And essentially what he's saying is that all Jews, all Koreans, and all Arabs ripped off all blacks. And I don't think that's a true statement. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, 89 degrees we are experiencing here in the River City. Humidity, look at our high, 22%. And for the next couple of days, we're going to see high 92, 93. Our traffic, okay, southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. And I don't know what it is about that Fruit Ridge Road, okay? And right there, when I guess it's when you merge off onto the Octopus and back onto 99. There's a traffic hazard there. Vehicle on the right-hand side of the road. Cause a car crash, three vehicles there. We have a disabled vehicle southbound I-5 just north of Sutterville Road, and usually there as well. Southbound I-5 just south of eastbound 50. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side. College Oak Drive at Madison Avenue, three car crash. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Coming to Mass's Discounters today during their pillow top sale, and you can get a Simmons pillow top for only $588. You'll also find other select Simmons and Sealy pillow tops on sale. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters. Have a good night's sleep for less.
Small business owners understand what it's like, how far you will go to show a customer just how much you value their business. At AT&T, we want to show that commitment to you. Get AT&T unlimited local calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, which is a single mailbox that integrates emails and faxes with messages from your office and cell phones, all for less than $95 a month. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential business services. And we're so confident we can provide the communication services your business needs, we'll send you a $50 gift card if we can't. AT&T is the only provider you'll ever need, and we'll do whatever it takes to show you. Call 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Must mention this ad and call by 9:30:06. Requires one-year term. Taxes, other charges, and FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll-free.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Looking to get your plants to reach their full potential? Well, tune in every Saturday morning to the Capital Nursery Garden Show with Seth Taylor at our new time from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He'll give you up-to-date advice as well as time-tested methods to get your garden growing. So whether you're in the Sacramento area or elsewhere, give Seth a call at 916-349-1320 or toll-free 866-626-1320 with any question that has been bugging you out in the yard. The Capital Nursery Garden Show, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320, is the sponsor of the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run Walk on September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. Participation is easy. Visit a local area Starbucks this Saturday from 9 to 1, and representatives from benefiting agencies will be there to register you for the walk. Go to sacvalleyaidsrunwalk.org for participating Starbucks locations.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
.53 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about Andrew Young stepping down from Walmart and the things that he said. And I want to say a couple of things. First of all, I have no doubt that what he said has been true, that the black community has often been ripped off by small stores. If you go now, though, to any convenience store, you're always going to spend more money. It's always going to cost you more money than going to a chain store and than going to a Walmart. A Coke is always going to be more expensive, the items you buy, and that's the premium you pay. There were often in Watts and other places often not enough stores, and those charged those that were there overcharged. I'm not denying that, but my question is fighting racism with racism the way to go? By saying all of these different ethnicities ripped off and overcharged blacks. Is that really true? Did every single one of them? Just like saying all blacks are fill in the blank, all Jews are fill in the blank, all whites are fill in the blank. 349-1320-866-626-1320 Ben in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi there, Enid. This is Ben Birch from White Rose Society.
Oh, right. The WhiteRoseSociety.org. If you want my archived shows, this is the guy who's been putting them up on the web. And if you use WhiteRoseSociety.org, they could certainly use your donations. So click on the donation part of it. Tell me what's on your mind, Mr. Ben.
Well, you know, divorced of the racial overtones of what he said, which I agree, that was a really insensitive way for him to put it. What he's describing is what is commonly called the ghetto tax. If you go to any store, anywhere within, you know, any of you'd call the ghetto areas of Chicago, and you want to buy a gallon of milk, you're going to pay $1 or $2 more than you would pay, 12 miles away in the white suburbs.
So are you making the case that it's a ripping off people who don't have cars and who have to shop in the neighborhood because they don't have transportation to get out of the neighborhood? Or are you going to tell me that because the crime rate is high, the ghetto tax is what store owners impose?
It's some of both of those things. It's a mix of those two things. The big chain stores, basically will not build there. Okay, you aren't going to see Albertsons. You aren't going to see a Safeway built in, one of these areas. They just won't build there.
Why won't they build there?
It's sort of a chicken or egg problem. The area is depressed and the people are poor because even the ones that work pay so much money for, you know, the goods they need to live, that there's a high crime rate. But if there were the stores there and if there was the commerce there, then I think the crime rate would necessarily be lower. It's a really rough problem to solve.
So what you're saying is it's a real chicken and egg problem to solve. Because one of the stories that we've been looking at is how overcharged the poor are for everything. If you want to send money, if you're Hispanic, for example, if you want to send money back to Mexico, they really gouge you. And there was a study out that talked about how the poor are hideously overcharged for very basic services.
And even worse, you know, if for example, you know, there is some real racial discrimination involved in lending practices. If you're a black person and you wanted to buy a big part of a school.
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. John Mark Carr is a man seemingly obsessed with children and crimes against children. But did he have anything to do with JonBenet Ramsey? CBS News has learned that authorities had Carr arrested in Thailand because of emails he sent to a contact in Boulder, Colorado, emails indicating he knows more than is publicly known about the case. And correspondent Kelly Cobier reports the messages reveal a sick emotional attachment to the victim.
In one, he writes a poem to JonBenet. JonBenet, my love, my life. I love you and shall forever love you. He continues, if there is to be a life for me after this one, I pray that it will be with you.
Carr was also fascinated with Polly Klass, the 12-year-old California girl kidnapped and murdered in 1993. Today, on the theory that he'd communicated with the child's killer, prison officials searched Richard Allen Davis's cell on death row. San Quentin spokesman Vernell Crittenden says they came out empty-handed.
There were no correspondence occurring between Richard Allen Davis and John Carr.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says prosecutors seem pretty sure of themselves.
They have to feel that there is some link in the emails, perhaps, that he sent to that University of Colorado professor or some other physical evidence that links him to the crime scene. There has to be some reason that they thought they needed to arrest him in Thailand and bring him back. Doesn't mean that they have everything sewn up. Doesn't mean that they have a slam dunk case unless they have DNA.
Reportedly, a DNA sample has been taken from Carr in Bangkok. Walmart says it's appalled by the comments of Andrew Young, the former civil rights leader, Atlanta mayor, and ambassador to the UN, who was hired to help improve the retailer's image. Asked in an interview if he's concerned that Walmart forces mom-and-pop stores out of business, Young said those stores have ripped off our communities. He blamed Jews, Koreans, and Arabs. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason on the aftermath.
Today, the 74-year-old Young resigned his Walmart job. He declined our request for an interview, but in a statement, he apologized. Those comments run contrary to everything I have dedicated my life to, he said. I ask the forgiveness of those I've offended.
Walmart says it supports Young's decision to resign. Oil prices dipped below $70 a barrel today, then jumped more than a dollar to settle at $71.14 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading blames a weather forecast. The Gulf of Mexico could be in for some tropical weather next week.
The possibility of a storm in the Gulf hits home in how sensitive the market is right now to any disruptions in the Gulf of Mexico.
BP says it's restored half the production at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, where it recently discovered corrosion in the pipelines. It's now pumping more than 200,000 barrels a day. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up another 46 points to finish the week at 11,381. The Nasdaq 6 points higher today. Its close was 2163. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
The so-called morning-after contraceptive pill might soon be available over-the-counter with age restrictions. CBS News correspondent John Harchie has the latest.
Bar Pharmaceuticals has resubmitted its application to the FDA for approval of its morning-after pill for sale without a prescription. It had put in an application to sell it to women 16 and over, but the FDA suggested a change, limiting sale to women 18 and over. Bar has resubmitted its application. The pill, called Plan B, is available now with a prescription, but the effort to get FDA approval for over-the-counter sale has been long and controversial.
Chocolate lovers might not think this is such a terrible fate, but a factory worker in Kenosha, Wisconsin, had a real ordeal this morning when he fell into a vat of melting chocolate. Donovan Garcia says he was covered with the stuff and felt like he weighed 900 pounds. Rescuers tried but couldn't free him until the 110-degree chocolate was thinned with cocoa butter. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
It's Future Ford's Giant Chance Sale. With incredible savings on over 500 new vehicles in stock. Pre-owned 06 4x4 XLT Escapes. Five to choose from. All priced below Kelley Blue Book, starting as low as $17,988. Plus, Future Ford, your number one volume Ford dealer in Northern California, has over 800 Ford trucks in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Future Ford, I-80 in Madison, and Future Ford in the Roseville Auto Mall, I-80 in Eureka Road.
Escape Sample ID C66090. Previously available. Number one status based on Ford notified retail sales today.
Allied Insurance gives you the confidence to feel independent. Further information available at AlliedInsurance.com. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, on your side.
I'm Dale Shornack. Some new turns in the JonBenet Ramsey case that seem to suggest maybe John Carr really did do it. The very latest on News 10 at 11.
Enid now.
Talking that way. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here so that we can continue to be here. And I want to remind you, I'm going to be at the Nevada County Democratic Picnic tomorrow. Charlie Brown will be there. He has a really good shot at taking on Doolittle, although I'm getting stuff from a lot of you about how disorganized the Democrats are, and I'll share some of that in a moment. It starts at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4, Condon Park, Mini Street and Butler Road, Grass Valley. Costs $25 to go. There's catering, a barbecue catered by Posh Nosh. It's going to be music, door prizes, a raffle, and I'll be speaking, although on what, I don't know. We'll have to figure that. I'm going to have to figure that part out, and I'm sorry, no disc golf. No, not at all. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a lot of different things as we usually do on the Friday. Well, on most days, it's usually a flea market of ideas. We're talking about, Sacramento, some of you love it, some of you hate it, some of you feel that it's not a place where you move to, it's a place where you wind up. And we're talking about this cartoon that a lot of people, almost everybody who wrote letters to the editor in the News and Review found offensive. It was an anti-Israeli cartoon, but it looked anti-Semitic, actually, without putting too fine a point on it. It looked like those cartoons you saw in Nazi Germany some of the really anti-Semitic stuff. It may not have intended to do that. It maybe it didn't have that in mind at all, but that's what it looked like. And I don't see any anti-Hezbollah cartoons. I don't see any anti-Hamas cartoons. It's always Israel that gets demonized. Israel's not perfect. Israel does a lot of things that are wrong. But Israel's always the one to get demonized, which to me is a problem. And then you have Andrew Young stepping down from Walmart. And I didn't mean, for those of you who have called in, one man said, look, you have to walk in these shoes, and I haven't. And so I'm sure he can bring a lot of complexity, one of our callers, to this issue that I cannot. But Andrew Young, who was hired to help Walmart, and that was extremely controversial that he was hired to help Walmart when Walmart has not been friendly to working people, and I don't know how friendly it's been to blacks, but anyway, Andrew Young was being paid for his Andrew Youngness. You know, his publicity image, his image that he could use to make Walmart's image better. And he came in for a lot of criticism when he took this job. And now when he was asked, and recently he's in the soup, is somebody asked him about Walmart stores and haven't they run mom-and-pop stores out of the neighborhood. And Young was quoted as saying, and this was a Weekly in Los Angeles, quoted Young as saying, but you see, those are the people who have been overcharging us, selling us stale bread and bad meat and wilted vegetables. And they sold out, and they moved to Florida. I think they've ripped off our communities enough. First it was the Jews, then it was the Koreans, and now it's the Arabs. Very few black people own these stores. Well, the question would be why are not more black people owning the stores? Is it really true that all of these ethnicities ripped off blacks? Were there never any good people who were selling to blacks? is the, fundamentally the question is the way to fight racism with more racism? Or is he telling it the way he sees it? In any event, he's been pushed out of that Walmart job, and he's, you know, he has resigned, and he has to because they hired him for public relations purposes. They can't have anybody in there who's causing him more grief than they're hiring to solve. 349-1320-866-620-61320. Brian in Fair Oaks, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid, it's your boy, Bri. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, check it out. Okay, this, first off the top, have you seen the movie, the Walmart movie, the one called The High Cost of Low Cost?
No.
The High Price of Low Cost?
No.
Haven't seen it. Okay, I highly suggest to all your listeners that you go pick up that DVD, and then you won't find it at Walmart.
Okay.
Okay, now, secondly, Andrew, okay, he's 70-plus. Come on, man. All his life working to, you know, not be perceived as anything. The person who's trying to bring people together. So he was way, way, way out.
Yeah, but I don't think you can plead 74-year-oldness on this unless he's got dementia or Alzheimer's. I mean, really, they hired him. They probably paid him quite a bit to do this, and I don't think they would have hired him if they thought he was suffering from dementia.
My biggest problem with it is that, listen, if you're going to, that's fine to recognize a situation in a city where that's happening, fine. Just like you said, that probably is happening a lot. But my biggest thing is, why go to Walmart who is doing that on a massive scale to all its workers? It's like they can't get health care. They tell them to get health care through welfare. I mean, that is more egregious and completely offensive than anything a small store could do.
I think.
On a huge wide scale.
I think you're really right. And the thing is, Walmart is screwing people in the same way that Andrew Young is accusing these various ethnicities of screwing African Americans.
Right.
And
hypocrisy. It's the height of hypocrisy,
yeah.
To take money from them and represent the very people that are doing that.
Well, you know what? You make a really good point. And the thing is, I think I'm guessing that what he was trying to do was he was trying to stick up for Walmart by saying, but when they asked him the question, but isn't Walmart driving out mom and pop stores? And he's saying, yeah, well, but these were the people who were ripping us off. Well, he should have stopped right there.
Right.
Now he gets into everybody's ethnicity and he starts dinging the Jews and the Koreans and the Arabs, and now this is where he really gets into the soup. If he had stopped where the stores were ripping off people who lived in the ghetto or lived in African-American neighborhoods, then I think he could have gotten away with it. And I think what he was trying to do was to try to make a case on behalf of Walmart, and how good a case can you make on behalf of Walmart? You're in bed with the devil already.
Exactly, because they ripped off and ran over white, black, Mexican, and all types of work. China, for example, that makes all their products. Come on.
You go into Walmart, and you know you're wondering whether or not what's made there is first of all, they squeeze the lowest price that they can out of people, and then you don't know if 10-year-olds have been making what you're buying in there. You have no idea.
Enid, I will make sure you get a copy of that DVD. I have it.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Huey and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid. You know, I listened to Andrew Young's comments, and the tragedy is that the racism of the mom-and-pop store's exploitation in the African-American community is so corrosive that it begets the racism of Andrew Young's comments, neither of which are acceptable. And God knows I am no defender of Walmart. I refuse to shop in that store. I think it's a horrible influence on America. But the reality is that the inner city black experience has been such that a Walmart, by comparison to these rip-off little stores in the community, is a better deal.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and certainly the middle class, any people who are shopping at Walmart, they don't actually, the price really trumps everything else. So if you can get it cheap enough, that's where you're going to go shopping, I think.
Well,
and Walmart has taken its first profit hit, I think, in 10 years. So it's
right. And particularly, I think, in the black community where the experience is no chain stores, no grocery stores. I mean, I lived in Los Angeles for a long time, and in South Central Los Angeles for one period of time, there were no supermarkets, yet there were more liquor stores than there were in 34 states in the United States. And you have that kind of a skewed marketplace, and it's no wonder that a Walmart is going to have acceptance, even though it is, I think, one of the most destructive institutions on the American scene. And I think when Andrew Young is talking about mom and pops, he's not talking about, you know, the downtown Main Street small town store that's also wiped out by Walmart. He was talking about the
stores that took advantage.
That's exactly right.
Huey, I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate your comments. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. I'm not saying that stores didn't take advantage. And even now, the poor pay more for everything. This is the kicker in the story. It's bad enough to be poor, insult to injury, bad enough to be poor in America. And just because you are, I guess you pay the additional poor tax in that you are charged more for everything. If you need to wire money to Mexico, for example, they ding you. If you, anything that you need, the price is way higher. There was a study that was recently done, and it breaks your heart because it's bad enough to try to exist on next to nothing, and then to be gouged on top of it is unconscionable, but apparently is the MO in this marketplace. Joe in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well, Joe.
All right, are we on the air yet?
You are on the air, Joe.
We are on the air, okay. Andrew Young is not a racist.
And you come to that conclusion because?
Well, come on, his total background. The guy started with Martin Luther King. He was with the Kennedy brothers. He's done an awful lot for not just the black community, but a lot of other folks, too.
I'm sure he has, so that's why it's so surprising that a guy who was an ambassador to the United Nations would think that his idea of fighting racism with racism was going to be a useful idea and ingratiate him with Walmart.
Right, he was calling it as he saw it, and he was probably a little, you know, just like you're half wrong, he was partially right. I mean... But to grade a great guy like that, his total personality by one comment that was probably, he shouldn't have said it, but it does have validity. I mean, just look at the callers that have called in. He wasn't absolutely wrong by...
What part has validity, Joe?
Well, I do believe that merchants took advantage of people in the inner city for years.
I'm sure that they have. But what usefulness was it to paint all ethnicities that he named as being all bad? There wasn't any. He didn't say anything good about any of them. That any of them might have ventured forward and put themselves in the inner city, which presents its own set of dangers. I think you've got to think about that as well.
Well, I think everybody's got to quit celebrating everybody's differences and try to find out what we got as common denominators. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, how useful is it to start to fight racism with racism? That's really the question. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Britt in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Britt. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm in Sacramento. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I don't agree with the gouging comment. I think it's economic driven. And then if you think out of the box that...
What do you mean, a second? What's the it that you're talking about?
Well, so I'm thinking, who else is going to sell there? Now, you're in a ghetto area or you're in a very...
There is a recent...
area.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have to pay more for casualty insurance, property insurance. They're getting gouged that way. They're not being sold goods on the same... price level that a large store chain, so they would have to sell at a little bit more. And if they didn't want to shop there, you vote with your feet. So if you didn't want to buy there, then you would go somewhere.
Yeah, but if you have no transportation, how are you going to vote with your feet?
Exactly. So,
well, but I think your point is taken, well taken, in that if you're the shop owner, there are going to be some greater risks for setting up to do business in a dicey area than if you were going to set up to do business in a very low crime area.
Exactly.
So that's going to be reflected. But in general, the poor are gouged, and I'm sure a lot of people were taken advantage of. I don't see how it was useful to make the comment, and they were really racist comments, because it's painting with that broad racist brush that nobody wants to be the target of it, the victim of it. Nobody wants, and I think, why do we want to engage in it?
Well, I think the comments about the stale bread and the bad meat, I think that went a little too far. But I think with higher prices, that may be true. But just like,
wait a minute, you think that part went far? Why? But the part where he ascribed it to Jews, Koreans, and Arabs
didn't
go far?
Definitely not. Definitely not that part, because it wouldn't matter who would own the store. But just like you said, who owns 7-Eleven? Every time I go to 7-Eleven, I always think, why am I paying $2.39 for a Starbucks bottled coffee when I can get it for $1.59 somewhere else? I don't think of the nationality.
You can get it for 60 cents in a coffee shop, too.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
But I don't think that way, so I think definitely that was racist.
All right, Britt, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. I think this was really racist. And what makes it more reprehensible is from a man who has made a career of trying to moderate racism or presumably fight racism. And here he is using the same... the same weapons that he's tried to spend his lifetime trying to disarm people of. And there he is, doing the same thing. I mean, what hope is there? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Is it ever right to fight racism with racism? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, lows tonight right around 69. We're at 88 degrees here in the wonderful River City. And our traffic, northbound 99 at Stockton Boulevard. We do have a vehicle that is on the right-hand side of the road, eastbound 50 at Bass Lake Road by Placerville. The traffic hazard is three cars. I believe there's a collision, and it doesn't really say, but there is a vehicle there that's stopping traffic on through Sacramento. Madison Avenue at Hazel Avenue, I have a three-car crash there in North Sac. Consumnitz River Boulevard at southbound 99, another collision. There's three cars there. Northbound I-5 just south of Richards Boulevard, I have an accident there as well, two of them. Back with more Enid Live, you can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. You can email Enid and, of course, call us 349-1320 if you have any traffic updates. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah, hello. Professor Integer here to clear up some egregious mathematical errors. Jimmy here thinks that when you add, you'll end up with less. This is not mathematically possible, Jimmy.
Well, actually, I was speaking to Sure West Services, Professor. The more you add, the more they subtract.
But this doesn't add up.
Well, the savings sure do. You choose two new services like high-speed internet and residential phone service. SureWest subtracts $10 a month for a whole year. Add Digital Choice TV, they subtract $20 a month. Then add SureWest Wireless Service, and they subtract $30 every month.
So the more services you add, the more you save?
Precisely.
Ah, believer! I get it! I just wish I had invented it.
You add, SureWest subtracts, you save. Now that's new math everyone can love. Restrictions apply. Call 866-SureWest or go to SureWest.com. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, SureWest.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
Carl Roberts right down the lane, fancies blackjack or poker's his game. He heads down to Jackson Rancheria around twice a week. He knows the locals ain't as nice as pie. He's been known to hold the door and tell you hi. But once he's dealt a hand, he hardly speaks. So be careful when you play his game. He'll fool you once and twice the same. Beware the havoc Carl, the king of comps, wreaks. At Jackson Rancheria, we call people like Carl dream catchers. People who have discovered that we're so much more than a casino. Perhaps you have too. Jackson Rancheria. Are you a dream catcher?
Stop by the Raging River Restaurant at Jackson Rancheria Casino for the $2.95 breakfast special. Bacon, two eggs, hash browns, wheat toast, and coffee or tea. Available Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. till 11 a.m.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
/6:25 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation, and we're talking about Andrew Young and this surprising, you know, for a man who was always seen as so, I don't know, sort of a model of probity in a way. At least I always thought of him that way. He, civil rights leader, was hired to help Walmart improve its public image, and that was in itself an extremely controversial thing for him to do, for Andrew Young to sign out with Walmart. And now, when he was asked by a Los Angeles Weekly publication whether Walmart wasn't the cause of driving mom-and-pop stores to close, he said, I think they should close, that they ran the mom and pop stores out of my neighborhood. But you see, those are the people who have been overcharging us, selling us stale bread and bad meat and wilted vegetables. And they sold out and moved to Florida. And I think they've ripped off our communities enough. First it was the Jews, then it was the Koreans, and now it's Arabs. I mean, what would be the point of saying all this exactly? And was it even true? Did every single store, as one of you pointed out, I'm sure that this went on. I'm sure that blacks were ripped off. I really don't doubt that part. But to say that these ethnicities were the ones that always ripped them off, that never said there were Jews or Koreans or Arabs who actually took a big risk and set up a store in a neighborhood where other people really wouldn't set up stores. And maybe there were some of these grocers who were really quite fair with this community. I'm sure there were people who were very fair with the community, and there were people who took advantage of the community. But to make it a racist, you know, to paint with that broad brush makes it a racist statement. The very thing that Andrew Young has devoted his life to fighting against. I think that's really interesting, and I'm interested in your comments on it. 349-1320, is it ever right to fight racism with racism? Does that ever really work? In the case of Andrew Young, it's not a great coda to his otherwise pretty distinguished career, although I don't think Walmart was such a great coda to his career either. I just got an email from the Angelitas campaign, and if you were listening this week, Angelitas seemed to be so missing in action that you wondered if he was actually running for governor. And I said, here I was, a member of the media, progressive member of the media. There isn't much progressive media around. And we were not on the distribution list for his campaign. Well, now we are. And we're getting all this stuff that we weren't getting before. And here, I just got something just now. And you tell me what you think of this. Dateline is Palm Desert, California. California State Treasurer and Democratic nominee for governor, Phil Angelitas, will hold a town meeting with medical experts, patients, and their families to, now, tell me how you think this is going to fly, to discuss his plan to confront autism early in a child's life and restore hope for autistic children and the parents and the families of children with autism. And it's going to be a place called Foundation for the Retired of the Desert. And this is in Palm Desert, California. Now, I'm sure this is a worthy issue. And there seem to be more and more autistic children, at least more that you read about. But do you really think this is going to give this campaign a lot of traction? I mean, are there so many autistic parents and children? I mean, I hate to be so cynical about this. But, it's getting to be a kind of very niche-y. He's in a niche here, and this is a very slight slice of the voting pie, it would appear to me, and I wonder what your thoughts are about that he is discussing a plan to restore hope for autistic children. You know what? It's not going to get him any traction. And here is something that comes out of the Daily Kos that one of you sent, and it was the same caller who called this week, Greg, who is a professional fundraiser and who, with his wife, attended the fundraiser for Angelitas in Los Angeles, where Bill Clinton was the star attraction, and which brought in about $1 million. And nobody in the Angelitas campaign apparently hit on the people who had spent all this money to go so that they could get the names of some of these people's friends and make a campaign pitch to those people as well, which is apparently the way it usually works in fundraising. Well, here is, I read this a little bit earlier, but I am concerned about it. When I was in Denver, somebody I know called the Republican Party to volunteer and called the Democratic Party to volunteer just to see what would happen, what the responses would be. When she called the Republican Party, they were right there. They had names, they had numbers, they were right at her, they gave her all kinds of people to talk to, they were right on it. When she called the Democratic Party, they weren't together. I think she had to make multiple calls to get anywhere. And when she finally got something from the Democrats, it was an envelope requesting her to donate. And it sounds like sort of the same thing here. And in the Daily Kos, which is a progressive website, here's somebody who says, about 12 months ago, I signed up to volunteer for MoveOn.org's program to create change. And I've never heard back. Since I live in California, he said he signed up to volunteer for Wesley. I never heard back. He said he signed up to work with Charlie Brown because he lives in the district that Charlie would represent if Charlie wins. He said it took four separate attempts at contacting that campaign for me to be finally able to volunteer a single time. And since then, I've never heard back. And he went on to say that when I was actually helping the campaign for a single time this entire year, I was given minimal instruction and a handful of addresses and flyers, and I was told when talking about my candidate not to use the word Democrat. I was told that I was targeting Republican and undecided voters, and literally every single voter I talked to was white. By far, the most common response wasn't that they refused to support my candidate, is that they weren't very interested in politics at all. When I made phone calls, I was told almost universally that people didn't care and that it was too early to call. He said, I had a sense that something was very wrong. The Kerry campaign, disorganized as it was, at least put together an impressive database of volunteers to coordinate efforts. But beyond that, we need to make people interested in politics by getting them motivated by important issues. So here are the Republicans. They are completely organized. They are completely on it. And you have a lot of disorganization going on. And if you call, as an experiment, call the Democrats and see if they're as on it as the Republicans. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And here is from the Angelitas campaign. They're going to discuss a plan to restore hope for autistic children and their families. Well, that's very nice. We're in favor of restoring hope for autistic children and their families, but are many autistic children voting? And is this going to get any kind of traction? Meanwhile, Arnold is castigated in today's Sacramento Bee for having no plan to fix the prison system, for no sense of urgency, no real plan. They're just mouthing a lot of nouns and verbs, and that's the end of it. And a lot of people are going to vote for Arnold because he's a celebrity. Somebody else makes the observation that apparently, Tom Hartman sat in for Randy today. Oh, well, I know he did because I heard it. And he is planning a program for the election where they're establishing a database of poll watchers who can be deployed when someone suspects voting malfeasance. You know, you can sign up to work in the election. I have done it, and it's actually pretty interesting. You can be a poll worker, and they pay you for doing it. It's a great way to meet your neighbors. It's a great way to watch democracy in action. It's got a nice small town feel to it. And think about doing that, because the more Democrats we have doing that, maybe the less likely the election will be stolen. So we're talking about, is it ever right to fight racism with racism? What could Andrew Young have been thinking? It's such a bad racist kind of a statement that he made. It had such a bad odor about it from somebody that we expect quite a bit more from. And we're talking about how Phil's campaign has just sent a notice that he's going after the autistic vote, apparently. 349-1320. Is this going to get him traction with Arnold? What's he got to do to get traction with Arnold? When you call some of these campaigns to volunteer, If you call a Republican, they're right on it. If you call a Democrat, you never hear back. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Tonight we have lows right around 69, 70, nice and breezy. We're at 88 here in the River City, and our traffic's looking all right. We have, looks like in South Sac, we have a pedestrian on the roadway, Richards Boulevard en route to southbound I-5. Collision, emergency vehicles are blocking the lane at eastbound 50 at East Bidwell Street. That's a three-car crash there. Cameron Park Drive and westbound 50 in Placerville, we got a six-car crash, and I'd like to get another update. Let's see, I did get an update from someone who gave me a call. What was it? Kirby Road. I like what he said, though. It's in the suicide lane. Well, I think that we call that the carpool lane, in Sacramento terminology. Anyway, that is really, really backed up there. So if you can try another route, that would be good. Log into 1320leftchannel.com. You can email Enid there for Enid Live. I'm Lisa West at Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
Come and experience the Rolls-Royce Bentley of the cigar world.
Tobacco Republic is proud to announce the Gurkha event.
Saturday, August 19th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
This event happens only once a year, and Roy McLaren, Vice President of Gurkha, will be on hand to answer questions.
And present the Warlord,
Grand Age,
Titan,
Beast,
and G3 lines.
The introduction is officially slated for late September, but Tobacco Republic will have the early release.
Come and treat your taste buds to a truly exceptional cigar experience.
There will be free samples on hand.
And there will be a drawing for a box of Black Beauties.
The only box available in the United States.
You'll find the packaging as unique as the fine blends of rare tobaccos.
Buck's Barbecue will be on hand with freshly barbecued meat.
And wine tasting will be provided by Carpe Vino.
Make sure to put this date on your calendar.
August 19th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis.
This is the one cigar event you don't want to miss.
The Gurkha Cigar Event.
This Saturday at Tobacco Republic.
Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
It's her opinion, and you're entitled to it. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's 6:38 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been asking a lot of different questions today, and one of them we've been asking about Andrew Young and the whole Andrew Young episode, is it ever right to fight racism with racism? John, in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello. I was really surprised to hear Andrew Young come up with that, but the truth is,
I've got a lot of black friends, and I think all my black friends talk like that. So maybe there is some truth to what he said.
Well, I'm not doubting that certainly blacks have been gouged. I'm sure that that's happened. I'm sure it's happened a lot. But to lay it at the feet of these ethnicities and paint the picture that all shopkeepers who were Jewish, Arab, or Korean were the gougers, that there were never any fair shopkeepers. If you're going to set up in a risky area, you might have to charge more for what you're doing than in another area. But I'm sure there were a lot of good shopkeepers too.
Yeah, I was really disappointed to hear it. Another thing, you know, I'm 60 now, so when I was a kid down in Salinas Valley, about middle 50s, we got our first Safeway grocery store, and we had bought groceries at a mom and pop, Mr. and Mrs. Craig, as a matter of fact. And Safeway come in, and it started putting the mom and pops out of business then. And now nobody would think of shopping at a mom and pop if they had a Safeway next door where it was, 30 or 40% cheaper to buy your groceries.
Well, I'll tell you where mom and pops thrive. They thrive in a new cover. The upscale gourmet grocery is the new mom and pop. But there you also pay a premium.
Yeah.
You know,
I go to Costco, so.
Well, Costco's good too. All right, John.
You really cut the prices there.
Yeah. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. This is just coming, this is a story just breaking. U.S. sprinter Marion Jones, who is a 5-time Olympic medalist, failed a drug test at the U.S. National Championships in Indianapolis in June. And this is according to sources with knowledge of the test results. The Washington Post is the source for this. The results of the test have not been made public because the testing on Jones' urine sample has not been completed. Sources said only after the second half of her sample, the B sample, is tested would Jones be charged with a doping violation. She would face a 2-year ban from track and field. The substance for which Jones tested positive is EPO, an endurance-boosting drug, according to a person familiar with the test results. Jones, 30, has been dogged with doping allegations since the Bay Area laboratory co-op Balco drug scandal broke in 2003, and that's the one that Barry Bonds has been enmeshed in. But she has vehemently maintained her innocence and boasted that she had never failed a drug test. I wonder, I mean, if those of you who know anything about drug tests, I don't. I just know that once I had to take a drug test to work in a radio station to do talk radio. And they said, don't eat poppy seeds. If you have a bagel or something with poppy seeds, don't eat poppy seeds before you do your drug test because it registers as, I don't know, heroin or some bad drug. So, of course, I stayed away from poppy seeds and who knows whatever. I wonder, I mean, here's my question. Are these drug tests as accurate as we hope they are, number one? Because, what is his name, Floyd Landis, it looks like he, tested positive for doping. And the other thing that it causes me to think about is Arnold, who Bob Mulholland had all these negative things to say about Arnold's steroid use. And, he did have, heart surgery at some point? And you wonder if that's a result of too much steroids. I don't know. But here is what's happened. We'll do anything to win, I guess. We will ingest anything. We'll do whatever it takes. We'll cheat. We'll lie. We'll steal. We'll dope. We'll do whatever it takes to win. Because this is what we have become. This is the bottom line society that we are. And although the more we cheat, the more we pay lip service to these ideals that we never even bother to try to live up to, like honesty and all the kind of idealism that is fundamental to a democracy, telling the truth. We teach our kids to tell the truth, except when they're in business. And then people say, well, it's business. So that's a whole universe where you're not expected to tell the truth. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And there's so many of these doping stories that this ideal of the athlete as, a really better than we are, and an honest straight shooter who's not got his or her face stuck into a trough of chemicals is rapidly disappearing. In the heart of Toronto yesterday, in order to make a statement about AIDS, they had all these incredible fashions. They are really gorgeous if you look at pictures of them. And they're all made of condoms. These are dresses, and they're all made. I don't know, the work involved must have been enormous to sew all these condoms together, because they form ruffles and fringes, and they are really quite wonderful to look at. But as somebody said, you don't want to wear one of those on a first date ever. And I want to also call your attention to something that I think is worthwhile. I hope it's still at the De Young. If it is, it's absolutely worth your while to go see it. And if it's not, buy the stamps. And this is the women of G's Bend. Maybe it's pronounced G's Bend, but I've always thought of it as G's Bend. It's this little hamlet, population 700, it started out in the South. I think it's either Arkansas or Alabama. I think it's Alabama, my guess. G's Bend, also known as Boykin, has looked much the same for most of its two centuries. Population is less than 700. Not many houses. People there are extremely poor. There in the early 1800s, slave women began piecing up bedspreads, cutting rags into piles, and then sewing them into quilts. The tradition was handed down and handed down again. And one woman who's 70 said, "I've been making these quilts since I was 12 years old." She is the unofficial leader of a community of perhaps 45 quilters, many of them lifelong friends. These are African-American women. She says, "I seen my mama piecing quilts, and I wanted to. I didn't have anything to make a quilt with. My first quilt, I used old ragly pants, shirts, skirts, flour sacks, sugar sacks, all kinds of things. For generations, the quilts were viewed purely as practicalities, not artwork. I used the quilts to keep warm," said one woman, 83, she said that sometimes you had to put three or four on your bed to keep warm. You could see the sunrise through the wall cracks. If the quilts were utilitarian, they were still not your grandmother's casual throws. Each one, in the G's Bend way, had personal expression woven into its design. The fabric might have been taken from a loved one's clothing, a baby's first shirt, a husband's work pants. And don't forget, these women are so poor that this was the kind of a town where you didn't throw anything at all away. And they pieced together these quilts. And I first read about them, these women, maybe a couple of years ago. And I read about them in the New York Times, what a miracle these quilts were. And then I found myself in Washington, D.C., and what do you know, I was looking in the paper, and there was an exhibition at the Smithsonian, I think the Corcoran, or the Smithsonian, I forget which one, in Washington, D.C., of these women and their quilts. But the women were there, too. They were singing some gospel songs that day. The quilts are amazing. They are so modern, and they are so bold in design. They're not the usual kind of wimpy quilts that you see, but these are extremely bold, very modern looking. Some of them were done in the 20s, I think, and somehow one of these women's picture appeared in some sort of a publication, and a couple of a father-son duo who specialize in African-American art made a special trip down to G's Bend in order to meet these women and look at some more quilts. Well, the one woman who had been the subject of the story, they found her, and she didn't know if she still had the quilt or if she'd thrown it away or what she'd done with it. Well, she finally dug it out, and she offered to give it to them for nothing. And they said no. They insisted on paying for it. Well, how much should she charge? Well, she said, "How about $25? Well, they said, no, not $25. They wound up paying her $3,500 for one of these quilts. And they then came back to New York and all the fancy museums, the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York, the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston. They had contacts, and they showed the curators these amazing quilts. And, of course, there have been shows all over the country. And I know that one opened at the De Young in mid-July. Now, whether it's still in progress, check and see. But if it is, go and see this quilt show. The work is just amazing. And the U.S. Postal Service, you know, various designs, they have a committee of people who pass on the designs, what the next wave of stamps are going to be. And the G's Bend quilts Past Muster, and they are going to be on sale, I think, pretty quick here. If not this Friday, my sense is it's next Friday, and I'm going to be going over to the post office to buy these stamps because I just think that the work these women do is amazing. So I guess we're talking about this in the wake of also talking about Andrew Young and other forms of racism. In this case, these women who are living on nothing. There are about 700 souls living in this little, very isolated hamlet, and for years making these quilts out of what they had, but having an extremely bold eye. Suddenly somebody sees something and somebody drives into your little town, and suddenly your life changes. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, Enid, we're wrapping up this Friday with our last traffic report. And, I mean, I'd like to say that, wow, everybody's going 65, 70 miles an hour on the highways. Well, not the case. 50 over top of the mountain is nice and slow. Thank you for your updates, by the way, at 349-1320. Westbound I-80 at Northgate Boulevard, we got a vehicle in the left-hand side of North Sac. Also another vehicle westbound, let's see, westbound 50, just east of 65th Street, we got a vehicle on the right-hand side. And eastbound I-80 just east of Mace Boulevard, 3-car crash there as well. Back with more Enid Live on your fabulous Friday and your fabulous traffic from the left.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
Women and gay people serving, there should be an even playing field.
Seeing how the women acted in the military, stripped men from the military and put women in.
I'm all for that. I bet we'd get the draft back quicker.
Drafts are one thing. There's nothing stronger than a volunteer military force.
Unless the president has decimated it.
Can't really look at the conductor of the train as it's going off the cliff. We can just worry about making sure the wheels are going
to
turn.
Amen to that.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that increases mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. But you can remove these dangers with a Humidex ventilation unit. Here's what one homeowner wrote.
We had a dehumidifier in our basement, but it never got rid of the dampness and musty odors. Whenever my children went downstairs to play, their asthma always got worse. We had a Humidex installed, and I can't believe the results. Within a few days, the odors were gone, and the kids were feeling much better.
With Humidex, there's no maintenance, no buckets to empty, no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex provides moisture control and fresher, healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-663-2180. That's 1-800-663-2180. Or log on to MakeYourHomeFresher.com. That's MakeYourHomeFresher.com.
Attention, Northern California. All of Northern California. You need credit for a new car or truck, right? And you're tired of hearing no, 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 right? Then write this number down now. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. It's the number to California's number one volume retail Dodge dealership, Folsom Lake Dodge. And chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. 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 Got a job, steady income, stable residency, minimum down payment, no repos and no bankruptcies in the past year? Chances are good, very good, that we can approve you today. We can finance anybody we want. This is an exclusive program offered by our dealership, exclusively for the customers of number one Folsom Lake Dodge. Dealer participation may affect consumer costs. There is no bank at the other end of the phone to say no. Call 1-800-NEW-CREDIT now. That's 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. 1-800-NEW-CREDIT.com.
American Health Radio programs can be heard every Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Learn how you can look and feel better by supplementing your diet with natural herbal products. Tune in each Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and listen to these informative and enlightening programs to learn how you can join the millions of people who have improved the quality of their lives. Tune in Saturday and Sunday mornings to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Oh, we're just about to dash into the arms, formally and officially dash into the arms of the weekend. But before we do, a couple of things. Lisa West brought this in. The Weekly World News, vampire attacks U.S. troops, and the subhead of the Weekly World News, which is the most preposterous of the tabs, the world's only reliable newspaper. I mean, they must have so much fun. And then they fake up, you know, vampires. They take little lizards, and then they say, what are those big lizards, those from prehistoric times? What are those things called? Those that they bulk up the picture, and then they say these big prehistoric lizards. You know, they take a picture of a little lizard and they make it a big lizard, and they say from prehistoric times.
Isn't that an iguana?
Stalking the neighborhoods. These lizards are stalking the neighborhoods. An iguana, night of the iguana. I wanted to share this story with you, and we really don't have much time, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. One of those moments, what we said about the G's Bend women, that, you know, suddenly a stranger drives up in your driveway and changes your life. Well, here's another life-changing second, just an instant. Two guys, 18 years old, one from Ross in Marin County, which is a very fancy place to live, and another one of Truckee, were friends, and apparently they went to a concert at Truckee River Regional Park. And when they left the concert, they began arguing in the parking lot. Witnesses said that one of the kids, one of the teens, 18 years old, the one from Ross, got into his vehicle, apparently to avoid a fight with the other guy. The other guy then stepped in front of the vehicle, and the one that had gotten into his vehicle to avoid the fight accelerated, striking his former friend and killing him. Isn't that amazing? The kid who was driving then fled while the Truckee Fire Protection District employees administered aid and transferred the one who stepped in front of the vehicle, kind of daring him to run him over to the hospital. That kid died. So now this 18-year-old from Ross, I mean, it's that, you just think about this irresistible moment. You're so mad at somebody, and you get in your car to avoid any kind of a confrontation, and then the person you're mad at walks in front of your car, kind of daring you to run him over, and that could you almost imagine the irresistible impulse, because you're so mad, you step on the gas, maybe to scare him, but you're so mad, maybe you can't control it, and you wind up hitting him, and he dies? And this kid is 18 years old who did this from Ross, allegedly, which is, I mean, it's astronomical to be able to live there. It's seven figures anyway, typically, to move into Ross. It's a very fancy place. So his parents will probably get the best defense attorney they can get, but suddenly the course of this kid's life is completely, just in the blink of an eyeball, is completely altered. So those of us who are novelists, I guess, I mean, think about that. I've often thought, there was one, a KGO weatherwoman, who just was coming home from